Actually, Mayor, might go better than my train.
Tuesday, July 24, 2018, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting.
States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Joan, can you call roll?
Kevin?
Here.
Marty? Absent. Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
I'd make a motion to excuse Marty for today's meeting.
Second.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We will start with the consent agenda items, which are A, approval of previous minutes from July 23rd, 2018.
Move to approve the minutes of July 3rd, 23rd meeting.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Bill? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we'll move on to new business. A, the board to review property valuation protest by considering all papers relating to the protest and the findings and recommendations of the referee, and may make the order recommended by the referee or any other order in the judgment of the Board of Equalization required by the findings of the referee, or may hear additional testimony, or may set aside such findings and hear the protest anew. What we've been doing is, if you are here to talk about your protest, we're having you come up to state your name, and we'll find your protest, and we'll talk about it, and then we'll hear it later as it's in order on the protest sheet, okay? So whoever wants to start.
Well, I might as well be short of it, so if that's okay.
That's what they all say.
Well, this one is. You know who I am, Leon Jepson, and I'm here representing actually Jackie Olson as trustee, owner and what I call a Jackson Farm. And there's 13 parcels. There's a cover letter like this that lists all the parcels that are involved. You guys seen the supporting information on this a year ago. It's exactly the same theory. So I'm going to go on to assumption that you guys have not changed your philosophy in using the income approach.
Okay.
This protest was filed more as a protective action because we appealed last year's decision to state that hearing has not happened yet. So, therefore, I filed this because if I happen to win that one, I want to be able to get this one, too. So, if somebody wants to go through the detailed consultation, I sure will. But I'm assuming we're going to get to the same answer, so I won't waste your time and my time. It's just, this is getting filed. I still believe the income approach is the right approach. But we've been through this, and this is just, and from talking to Jeff, he says that that hearing still is not set.
No, we
You've
still
got some in August, but not this one.
I don't think it is, but yeah, I imagine that they're all coming in. They booked a whole week for us.
Got an attorney, McGrath North. He said he had not got any notices yet.
And he'll get the letter the same time we do. I think Kim will get it, and he'll get it about the same time.
So if anybody is interested in last year's speech, I'll try to repeat it. I assume not.
I don't remember it. Would you? Please? Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, is it just a quick question. Are we talking the 514 through the 523 numbers? Protest numbers? Is that what we're talking
about? Partial numbers?
Does anybody know that?
Oh, the protest numbers?
Are the protest numbers?
Oh, I don't know. There
was 514 and 523.
Okay. Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, Scott, I use the same methodology.
Yeah, no, I know. I remember. Hey, you're kind of an unforgettable guy. I remember. All right.
All right.
And I didn't mean that in a bad way. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Leon.
Oh, Leon and I weren't that far off this year. No, I ran it both ways.
Glad to see you, but again, I got just what I'm going to tell you, whatever, and there's some figures involved in there, so just a simple reference.
Is this the same thing that we've had
same
before?
Same thing. We're okay. Talking. Yeah, yep. The whole works. It's just...
Okay.
Okay.
This is 135 and 1.
I'm more or less going to read what I...
135, 136?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope you all have the records I left with you before. All the property records or whatever. All these figures and everything are from this year's property records. In concerning vacated Mary Street, I believe you would all agree that with the easement and the restrictions on the property, there should be an adjustment lowering the value. Not a continuing yearly increase in value in 3 years from $1,050 to $59,585. That is very unreasonable. And then not, and with the knowledge of the easements and restrictions, I feel this is close to fraud, because this all should be okay. State laws, S77-112, concerning actual value, states actual value is a sale between a willing buyer and a willing seller, both of whom are knowledgeable concerning all the uses to which the real property is adapted and for which the real property is capable of being used. Okay. The $3,000 value from property record card, that's for past years, was a value agreed upon between me and then County Assessor Dick Erickson and County Attorney Ed Mantney before the State Board of Equalization, and they agreed on that value. And I would say that would still be a fair value. Okay, now the difference in valuation between me and my neighbor, Kings, my land is valued at $165,025. Equal amount of land of neighbors is valued at $71,385. My land is valued at $93,640 more than Kate's. This includes his vacated Center Street and lot along river. It's an equal amount of land between mine and his. Is an equal amount. It might be a few feet off, but pretty much equal. And also there's a list of improvements on this property compared next to mine. And there also land next to Kane's that he bought recently for $80,000 is now valued at $45,200. How could that be? Okay, I believe that vacated Mary Street should be valued at $3,500. The rest of my land should be valued at 87 cents a square foot, same as my neighbors. And also it's just this I have of what is on his property what's online. And I appreciate all of you coming out and looking at the property.
No, we appreciate you inviting us out, but yeah, we'll I'm assuming that we'll review it, we'll look at it, we all know what we looked at, and we'll get your letter in the mail.
Okay.
Thank you, Herman.
Thank
appreciate
you,
it.
Sir.
Sorry, Kevin. Okay.
Giving you a break.
Yeah.
Saving your voice.
I've also got a handout. My name's Kurt Owenson. I'm here representing Cotton Flats. The handout I'm giving you is a list, and I've worked with Jeff. We met January and in April trying to get this thing figured out. The handout I'm giving you is that all of the parcels that we have here at Cotton Flats, the first five are the ag land, and then, of course, we have two wetland reserve easements.
When they did those, the state board told the assessor's office they had to separately list them by section. And then they had to separately list the second WRPs by section. So you start out with five, now we have 15 parcels. And that's caused a problem because the only surveyed property we have on any of the land are those two parcels. So you have to look at the land and kind of work backwards. Where I marked the blue is where we've seen notices come out where there's been a difference in from one year to the next. So, for example, this last year I have the fourth parcel down, 82812. It was 139.79 acres forever, all the way back to when it was first separated out. And we got a notice that showed a reduction in value, but it's on 96.91 acres. So it's actually an increase in value per acre, substantial. But it doesn't look like that because it's got... So we've had a difficult time trying to understand what is being pulled out and where it's going. And you would think if there's part of the land being pulled out of one parcel, it would go maybe over to the WRP, but it doesn't happen that way. I met with Jeff and some of the stuff that he had worked with, some of it he hadn't, tried to figure out what had happened, just to know what was going on, because I couldn't tell. If you look at the land classifications, and my concern here is with some grassland and wasteland that doesn't exist. It's all in the WRP or it's being farmed. When they did the survey, they surveyed up to where it was farmed. All that was put in the WRP, except for the second iteration was the CRP land, which was put in the second time around. So everything should be either farmland or WRP land, maybe some roads in there, and then there's some farmsteads. The two parcels that I've protested are the only ones I could try to ascertain where they were. I can't tell, when you look at the 139 to the 96, I don't know what was pulled out. I can't tell. There's no way of knowing. The notices are supposed to state from parcel to parcel, apple to apple, so you can compare from year to year. They don't do that because we don't have the same land. And I don't know that the assessor's office can really tell what was pulled out. We tried to figure that out, and we really couldn't. So I don't know what some of these parcels are. What I'm trying to do today is to get some idea what they are. So I know what is being pulled out. Jeff's still working on that. But my concern really is there's some parcels, for example, on 83541, one of the protests, it says 7.91 acres of grass. It doesn't exist because there's no grass there. All of that would have been put into the WRP. I don't know where it is. The same thing with 83088. There's 1.65 acres of waste and 0.26 acres of grass. And that's according to the property inventories that appear online that we can look at. This is a problem for the assessor's office because they have to split, for example, a WRP parcel in a section by section. The survey didn't do that. So they have a survey that might cover more than one section, and then they're required to split it off and know which is which without a survey. It's really a problem for them to be able to do that. But the state's told them they have to do that. And then we get a notice that shows a substantial decrease or change in evaluation. And, for example, look at the first five WRP parcels. Those were set way back when the land was put in the WRP back in 2005. But we're seeing a change. The last couple of years, we see one parcel went from 24 to 41 acres, and then one from 129 to 115. I don't know how we see a reduction in those under any circumstances. I don't know where that went. But we do have the full WRP now is correct. At the 297.75, it was way low earlier, I guess. But you see the very last line on the second page, our total assessed land it was 1,075, and it's decreased in the last couple of years. Now that's because there's some attempt to figure out where are these parcels by the assessor's office. My concern today is, one, we can hopefully get Jeff can figure out where these are at and make sure we know what we're looking at. But the grassland and the wasteland and the two parcels I protested just isn't there. Doesn't exist. So my concern is to get those adjusted and then hopefully work with Jeff or give us some time to try to figure this out. I don't need a decision. You can defer me until the end. The problem is if I have to appeal these, which I don't want to do, I'm glad to pay the taxes we owe. If I have to appeal them, I have to look at the notices. And the notices that are sent out say, they have two different, on multiple parcels, two different amounts of acres from one year to the next. That's not valid. We got to be able to compare them from one year to the next. So I can't tell whether there's an increase in valuation or a decrease in valuation. You can't tell. And it's not their fault. I mean, the state's told them they have to do this, but they give them no, we have to survey it, or how do you separate them out by section when the surveys themselves don't separate them out by section. You know, they did the WP. So that's where I'm standing here, and I'm just trying to get some answers. Jeff's been very helpful trying to work this through, but I'm not sure if we're, I think you got kind of just bound up with all the other.
We got tied up, yeah.
Protest work. So if there's a way we can sit down and try to figure it out. I don't think we're too far off on acres. Valuations, I think the valuations themselves are fine. The prices, the amounts, I'm not really having an objection on that. It's mainly the classification of the land that we think is probably over-inclusive in some of those areas, the grass and the waves.
We got to make sure all these acres are still intact. So what we've done so far is we went through everything we had a survey on to verify those acres and counts against, you know, our different splits between section lines and stuff like that. But I think we're short of acres just looking at it. I think you got shorted on one, I think. But my concern with it was on a decision by the board is there was a reduction in ag land, so we can't really just, I mean, so if we say, you know, set it back, he's actually going to go up. So I don't, we really need, and it's a complicated, very complicated thing, because when you go through the WRP contracts with the surveys, and you get down in there, every water, well, it's hard to see on that, but every little waterway, like Mr. Hohenstein's telling you, anything that isn't tillable is in it's in either contract one or two.
Right.
And then everything else. I think there's some question on an old bin site, too, that I got to...
It might be just in terms of the amount.
Amount of acres, yeah, or size
it's
or something.
It's pretty minimal. I think the ag land acres are really pretty close if you take... I looked at the inventories and take out the roads and stuff. We're closer than we were. You were like 730, and I think FSA is about 715, 718. And that range has varied a little bit. But so we're pretty close if you take those out. But we want to know where the parcels are at, and if we've got some land that's included twice, like some of the grassland, I think, and the wasteland is, I think we'd be able to work it out. But we haven't been able to sit down and do it because neither of us are surveyors.
That's part of it. And then we got to do the land use against it again, too, which we have to take every individual one. It's an FSA thing. Right. Go back through all the soil types. Make sure
you can get this handled, though, one way or the other?
Yeah, one way or the other. Right. Just we wanted it done by now, but it's just one of those, it's a big project. So
can you prolong this, or does it have to be done by the end of this month?
See, that's what I'm not sure what we can do. I mean, it might be such a thing as Mr. Hohenstein has to take us to term to give us the time. I don't know if that's okay to say or not.
Well, I hope we can resolve it before then. Are you missing ag acres then? Or
no, I think we're close on ag acres now. If you look at the inventory, they may not be in the right parcel, but I think we're over-inclusive on some grass and maybe waste, because I think that was kind of always in those bigger parcels. And when you take them out, they should be gone completely. Yeah, they're already included in the WRP.
I can tax real quick.
I think you can't lose 40 acres.
No, I mean,
that's what we're worrying about.
We should be able to get this one.
I think we can.
Oh, yeah, it will be.
It's classified as a clerical error, maybe.
I'm not clerical, but there may be a way there's a provision for some omitted or some other line.
Yeah, omitted.
You can come in later and do it. Just any time.
Yeah, 177.
So I don't want to see this sort of clerical result.
Yeah, it'd be better if we can do it here. Can avoid it.
Yeah.
Can't be able to do that if under clerical error?
After the 25th, I think an omitted... Or either that, it could be a tax roll correction after the fact.
There's three ways to do it. I don't know if it qualifies as a clerical error, but there are two other ways we could do it, probably.
I think omitted property after the fact and do it as a tax roll correction.
Yeah.
I think that's like 77, 122, or 128, I believe. I'll have to look at it again.
I'm willing to work with... I'm convinced we can work if we just get together. We've been trying to get it done, and we can get it done without having to go to Turk. I prefer doing that. And once we get it done this time, the notices will be consistent by acres, and we'll be fine going forward. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we got a good start, and it actually is going to take Kurt and I both sitting down in front of a big screen.
And then we don't have time now.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just
defer until we get together, and then I'll refer back to you.
Yep,
that'll work for me.
Sounds good.
Can do it.
Thanks, Kurt.
And if you can get a surveyor's license between now and then.
I have a phone with some as a surveyor.
Well, there you go. Thank you. Yeah, it's just, I think we have too much grass where it's tillable and some things like that. We're confident with the WRP stuff, but not as tillable.
Just use the FSA map.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to get us to combine between the two.
Hey, I'm Jake Nowick. I'm here for Lightform. Representing Lightform. We've got four protests. I called Joan this morning and got the number on the building because we were getting some things corrected with respect to the square footage on warehouse versus manufacturing. So I think we've got that squared away now.
395, 96, and 97.
Thank you. Just need to verify that we've got the number correct on the building parcel.
So have you seen what the referee's done here as far as lowering?
I haven't seen it, but yeah. I called in this morning. The number that I got was 1,557,000. Right. That's the number.
That's what we showed her.
And then, so what are you showing as far as the building versus land? Do you have that there just so that I can reference it back to our protest numbers? Or is that just the total number?
It's just a total, isn't it?
Because I think that's the total land plus buildings.
It's number 397. Let me show you here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
205.
Yeah, I know what the land hasn't changed.
1,351.
Okay.
Total.
Yeah. Got it. I got the okay. Great. So I think based on our protest that the building numbers are pretty close. So I guess the only thing that I want to talk about then at this point is the land values that have been proposed. So there's four parcels. It's parceled into four pieces, but if you look at the map, it's really four contiguous parcels. They're all connected. This Lightform sort of complex. They have the building on one of them, but then it's connected to three vacant lots. In meeting with the referee was the first time that we got the understanding that the way these are each valued for the land perspective is that the first 2 acres are valued at a certain number and then the rest is valued at a different number, which might make sense, I guess, to the extent that these parcels were in different locations, but these are all really part of one complex, so we don't think that way of looking at it makes sense in this context for these four parcels. I think to the extent that you look at the four together, it's 19 acres. If they were going to sell this business, they'd be selling the 19 acres. I think you have to look at the fair market value of the whole 19 acres rather than pulling out arbitrarily the 2.5 acres, which was valued pretty high because you're starting with just the 2 acres. And if you took the total property, which again, these are all connected, if you took all of them and applied the analysis that was engaged in for separate parcels and applied it to the four together, I think we'd be pretty close to what we are proposing in our protest as values. We did provide some comparable sales for commercial properties in Dakota County, and I think that philosophy that's being used to value the four separate parcels, if these four were taken together and valued that way, I think we'd be relatively close. But as it stands now, it doesn't reflect what a fair market value would be for this property for this taxpayer.
Is there any way you guys could combine these four parcels into one parcel? that would make it up.
I think they could.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Then that first day, you're taking care of yourself.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's no reason, I don't think, why they're not combined at this point, other than they've bought them separately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you combine them, they make a big difference.
Okay. Under, yeah, what process would that take?
Sure.
Get a break, and it'll set up.
We just go to the office, don't we? Just go to the office to combine them?
Yeah, that's all they have to do. We just have a little letter you sign that gives us permission.
And would that automatically adjust the value based on how...
That would... We would use it against, yeah, if we can get that done and they're willing to do that, we can put the numbers in today into the computer and then, you know, get that first acre, then you start to get the break after that for the whole complex.
Okay. Each one of them,
right.
That's what you're saying. Right?
So just, we just need to go to the clerk's office, fill out some...
Well, they're not here. I'm here. I'm the only one in the office.
The assessor's office?
Yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah, but that's fine. It's me, so
it's
just me. Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll talk to the taxpayer. We'll see if that's something.
If that's okay, just let me know.
Because otherwise, if you're valuing each of these separately, it's such a... The first, because some of these are fairly small, the first number just bumps them way out of their proportion. So.
Yeah, but that'll take care of that.
All four parcels have a first acre impact. That's
which is the most expensive acre.
Sure.
In it.
Right. Otherwise, you just have one impact that way.
Okay, so we just need to come to the assessor's office if we want to.
Yeah, just let us know, and then we come up with a number. That probably deals with all of them, because three of these are just land, right?
Three of them are just land. One of them is the land plus the buildings. And the buildings, now that we've adjusted the warehouse, were close to what we had come up with our comps, too. So
the land right now.
All right.
Yep.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Yep,
thank you.
That would make the most sense. An easy fix.
It would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shirley Side, you're looking great.
You always
are. Ready to ride my bike. I don't ride it over here anymore. They stole my taillights and headlight while I parked it out here.
You have a taillight and a headlight on that thing, or just a reflector?
Yeah, Velcro, and when I came back out of being in court, they had stolen
really?
My Velcro.
You're not safe anywhere, are you?
At the courthouse.
You know what? I stole it one time too. Took it to coffee hour, but I give it back to you.
Right?
It was awesome. It's a great bike.
I hear about when I got the valuation. I think they added $40,000. But then I thought I better go take a look at what they've got, and I was amazed to see that.
She's 32.
That I've had all these years a fully finished basement, and it's the back half is crawl space. So when the two guys came to the door to ring the doorbell to tell, you know, that they were going door to door, I invited them in for a cup of coffee and to see what I had been paying taxes on for some time, and no one would come in, which I thought was, what were they doing? And we built our house 5 years ago there. Lived in a trailer in the alley building, 64. So anyone, they could have come in and at least taken a look, because I was paying on a completely finished basement. And it's a separate garage, and there was nothing that they could see. They just both stood there and said no. So it's gone from 58 to 94. And because I was paying on a completely finished basement space, I'm right across the street, anybody could come and see, but they wouldn't. And so I would ask you to take a look at that. Nothing has changed. What I did, I looked up various sales in 2017, and I left that at the values. So, and the square footage and the finished footage. So.
Okay. Well, we'll get Jeff to review it. Correct.
Okay.
Thank you, Shirley.
That's high in coffee for anybody that wants to stop by. Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, let's go right now.
Skip my
stop
yesterday.
I'm going to go get you. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm going. Yeah, we just. So she's a really long road bed because of the stroke. But there's pie.
I'm going to get you guys in an optimistic mood first on the handout Husker schedule.
I thought it was tickets.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. You get me in trouble. Yeah. That's nice, Mark. But let donuts go further. Especially with this fur.
I don't see a picture of Scott Frost on
there. No Scott Frost?
Oh, neither.
Was it 2 years yesterday that Fultz? Was that what it was? Yeah. My son told me, anyways.
Hi, Bart Gotch from Sioux Land National Bank. I also have some And I got several protests. I think they're from 641 to 646. And probably like to start with the bank one first.
Taj Mahal.
Yes. Thanks, Scott. So I think I met with the referee on this one. I had a chance to do the other one. So I think we come to a concurrence on that, but I'm not 100% that. I just wanted to concur that that was adjusted down to what we talked about. So. And that's parcel number 22005704.
Well, the referee has come up with, looks like, $1,719,000. Is that what you...
Well, we've originally come up with $1,656,060, which we've talked about. That's what I wrote down.
What's that number? What's
the process? Yeah, what?
So it's 21.
22005704.
Okay.
Where are we at?
I think it says 1-7. I got out of order.
Yeah, 1719 for Weshaw, 060. What did you think it was, Bart? 1-6?
Well, in our visit room, I wrote that down, that we put 348,965 on the land and 1,307.
Oh, I remember that.
1,307.
The land came up at 411,965. And Jeff, you might need to look at that because our computer had the different values on the working file versus the ATR screen. The ATR screen didn't have the 398, whatever it was.
Yeah, the ATR should be the correct screen.
Here, Jeff, see, it was 348. That's what the land came over in the ATR. What's on the working file is 411,965. So I can change that from that to ATR.
Yeah, as long as the neighborhood's right, yeah, whatever.
So we'll leave it at 348?
So that would be back to 348?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because whatever neighborhood they got stuck in should be along that corridor.
Well, but it computes out to 411. You just didn't roll over.
It goes up?
Yeah, it goes from 348 to 411. Mm-hmm. That's the difference we're talking about.
Okay. See, this is where the donuts were coming in handy.
I know.
I would have to go look at that screen and make sure the neighborhood's right. To be honest with you, just to make sure he's in the right neighborhood for them, because that's kind of, we have kind of a little bank alley right there. You got to think a branch for F&M, the credit union, and then Bart, and it's all in that 70.
Great Southern.
Great Southern's right there, too. So they should all be in the same territory, and all their land should be equalized.
So the land value you're checking on, and the building value, apparently you guys have agreed.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like that same thing with our land's all continuous and right, just on that. Yep. Mm-hmm. And the reason I borrowed that land is because the last time the main bank of 39th and Coda, they put a metal building next to me, and that wasn't going to happen. I mean, sometimes you got to
Couldn't see the bank anymore.
Right.
So you think that'll adjust down, or you don't know for sure?
I would say just so we can get it done, I would this year just do whatever's on the
ATR
screen.
Okay.
Yes, because that's what the tax statement's going to be.
Okay, we'll go Dutch.
So that's the
348.
That number, yeah.
I'll change right now.
Yeah.
What number was
that? I think it's 340.
348,965.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and what number does that give us?
Yeah, 41161.
Oh, I need a. I should have hit it later. All right, we got one there?
1656060. 16560.
See, them bankers just throw these numbers out like that. That's how they get us. That's how they get. Is that an interest rate?
There's no point in that.
There's no point. Okay. That's how they get it. I got a calculator.
360 or 365.
I think it might be that deep now.
You got the same number?
Okay, no,
okay, and then it's double there.
I think we all, there's three matches right there.
All
okay.
Right. Yay.
Okay, have a good day, Bart. We'll see you later.
Hey.
Hey. Not
okay,
quite done yet.
The plaza location, and that's 2200-57397.
Okay.
642. Yeah. And I think I put my dissertation kind of behind that. So I don't know if that.
You got the plaza? Now his land should match because they're right across the street.
His comps were not shopping centers.
Oh.
Sold it to.
So that's pretty close.
So the plaza is what we're on right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. 642.
Yeah, right?
So did you. You guys make any adjustments to my recommendation or not?
Not on that one, no.
Okay.
The comparables you had were not shopping centers.
Well, some of them are, but I guess I was looking at square footage. But let's go back to the fact that the one right next to it, the third building, is the Kincaid building, which is the south building in that complex. And I think he protested that to the Turk last year, but it looks like you adjusted that one down from...
So he bought that whole third...
He bought that third, one of the three...
Are they all the same size, Bart?
His is just slightly smaller. I think 9400 or something like that. And the other ones are 10.
What did he pay for? Do you remember what he paid for that?
I think I put on.
I don't remember the set. I just remember
is
him acquiring. It might be on his record if we had it included here. Oh, is it in his notes?
Is that the comparable bar here?
I don't know. So does anybody know what Kincaid went to Turk on that? What he ended up with? 600 square feet separate difference, right, in buildings?
You see?
Am I making sense or not?
Yeah, they're looking at it.
Yeah. You want some hand sanitizer? Are you good down there? Well, I could have got him. I could have got him.
You should have that sale of Kincaid's in there soon, too.
That's what I was looking for.
Is it one of these, your comparable sales and your...
Oh, here it is. Kincaid Vision Park.
Is it that? What you're...
It's going to spray it in his hands.
Is it the 942?
And
so we reduced him to 5. So he went, I think, was it 594 to 557? That's the right one, right, Bart? It's the, was that my third paragraph down? The fourth, I see.
Oh, yeah, I think last year, I think he went up to 594, and then I think you...
He proposed valuation.
You did that, and I think this year you proposed 491 on it, on his.
Oh, did he protest again?
He protested last year. I don't think he protested this year.
I didn't get to speak with him. So
I think the 491 that like is on his is more comparable. And I guess so, I think I did that 2 times 3, but then mine's a little bit bigger. That's why I proposed mine a little higher than his, if I remember right.
You do 500 and 500.
Why don't we just do square footage on his and bring them back to Bart's there?
Yeah, they're about the same. The only thing would be different square footage amounts.
A little bit square footage. And then I don't know if the adjustment on the land went down either, you know, because Originally, it was like close to 3 acres, and so, you know, it's probably not a full acre, but it's probably close to a full acre on this building.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was also looking at the land based on the value of what was across the street, which was, I think, 62.
Versus 120.
Yeah, so... yeah.
If you would make it equal to Kincaid's square footage.
See, that would equalize it.
Yeah.
You know, if his is 600 bigger, then it'd just be,
right.
He'd just have
yeah.
that additional.
That should be right. a fairly simple math.
Correct. Yeah.
But for same, they should have the same depreciation, right? Are they same age?
But yeah. that, I would the other part, right. his was built in 90, mine was built in 76.
Yeah.
So mine's, I think.
Well, I thought they were all three built about the same.
No.
I did too.
Well, yours is older.
Yeah,
what? Yours is older. Yours is much older.
Yes, the two, was because the medical clinic and I think Walston and Jerry Smith built the medical office and the dentist office in 76. And then I think Redler came in, and I think they did like that in 78 or something. And then I think Mars Engel bought that, built that last one in 90, in the 90s, I
wow.
think. Because they got kind of the stone deal where Kincaid's has got the drive it material.
Well, maybe we'll just raise Kincaid's then.
Yeah.
yeah, this is simpler math. Now I need a new eye doctor. I thought we discussed this yesterday.
he does make you cough. Be careful.
No, this should be fairly simple, I would think.
Yeah, it'll equalize itself in a plaza like that.
Mm-hmm. We'll check depreciation.
And then the table takes care of the depreciation,
exactly.
So we just update it. So.
Yeah, we'll check that.
All right. Yeah, because I think on that assess card, I think there's something that said they were all built in the same time frame on that card, I think.
That's what I was thinking, but maybe it sounds like it's not, huh?
It is not.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it says on that deal 1991, all the way on all the years, and I believe that Kincaid's was probably, that third building was probably built in 91.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's easy.
That's
okay.
Yeah,
is there more?
And plus, that would be nice to me because I think that lease is coming up. And so, if you keep the taxes down, I should be able to keep the first square footage down.
There we go.
Keep
yeah,
there's
a whole door ahead.
All right.
The mind never sleeps, does it?
So you're going to look at that and do a comparable to Kincaid's and kind of bring it down to equal.
Okay.
Next one would be the branch bank. That's 22038139.
Oh, that's the one on the avenue?
Yes. I call it my brick ship.
Right next to the fire hall.
Yeah. That's a good place to be.
What protest number is that one? Because
I think it's 643.
Oh, it's on there twice.
643.
Okay. It's under church and bank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because the church owns the land. My forefathers, this is what my understanding. They built that in the mid-80s. They paved the parking lot for the church and then leased the land to the bank to build this building. Let me tell you, I wouldn't have done it that way. I would at least put a modular building on there so that...
To move it.
Move it. But anyhow. Yeah. So I've been kind of talking to them to see about the church maybe buying it from me or them.
Yeah, we're probably in the process of doing that later today, you know.
Sorry.
And we'd be over to that very spot.
Okay, so just a dumb question here. Because if I look at this right, it's 95,745 and it's at 104,590.
Yes. And I probably... Here's my other side of the deal is because it's on leased land, I can't put that kind of value on my financial statements for bank regulators, et cetera, because I don't own the land. And so, and maybe my value is a little low, but then I also want, I mean, what am I going to do with that? I get like 1 to 2 customers a day. So my days of trying to keep it are probably minimal. But.
Well, you take the land value off for one thing.
Yeah, I mean, if the land, if the church has the land and the land.
Yeah. What'd you get, like a 99-year lease then?
No. It should have.
Really? No, there's nothing.
Wow. Tony says the guy. We're working together.
Yeah, okay. So the land's 27,335.
So that should come off.
Oh, yeah, the total might be 77,000.
You shouldn't have any.
It should be what?
77,000.
Yeah.
You agree with that, Bart?
I can live with that.
77,255.
Everything's going your way today, Bart, so far.
And without donuts, I want to point that out.
Hey, you got a schedule.
Yeah. If somebody wants to buy it, I got a deal.
It would go back to the church. Yeah. No, but right now, we... No, I see what you're saying.
But
no,
they send the whole assessed value to the church.
Whatever that piece is, we have to figure it out.
The bill to me.
Yeah.
The notice is getting sent to the church.
Yeah, they're done here twice. All right.
Yeah, so next year when we do, we'll have to...
This is getting sent to the church. So it's on the
Oh, the church gets that statement?
Yes.
Well, it's on our protest form here twice. As soon as the same rights.
That's the way.
Well,
because it's probably under the same rights name. That's why it came up that way.
Yeah, you're right.
If you,
All right.
Yeah, we'll take the. And then we'll have to figure out the. Make an adjustment. Forget your CPA. Name that gives us all of his year 451 stuff. I'll have to talk to him. Just forgot his name, but or Mike. I'll talk to Mike.
I mean,
or, either way,
you can leave it separate like it is, and just and the church just forwards it to me so to take the land off of that somewhere.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll get the land off. Maybe you know that goes to the church, and we'll get it figured out in their list of 451s where it's at, or if we have it, or if it's leased, what do we do with it? But. Yeah, we can take care of that.
All right. Okay, have
so this is the last one, right?
No, I got two. Well, the one last one for the bank.
Oh.
Okay, and that one is 220069751.
751.
644, so it was at 4790, then it went to 74,460.
I think most of the increased valuation went up. I think they had more buildings on there than we have. I think there's only three and not six.
That needs to be reviewed.
That one needs to be reviewed.
This is residential. I didn't look at it.
Okay.
Is that behind the bank, the building?
No, this is. This was Ray Jones' street park back in that area.
Oh, okay.
Look, James can look at it right away.
Yeah. Only just.
So there's not six, there's three.
There's just three. Okay. I have a picture of the three. So.
Yeah, let's just whatever skip that one for now that. Then.
Okay. And you come back. Okay.
That's the one you took back. Oh, that's right, because you have the. From G Street, you've got the lane that goes all the way. I got you. I know where you're at.
Yeah.
I think there is only three buildings.
There's three buildings.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish there was more.
Yeah, but I think there was three more. Yeah. So I wonder how we got.
Okay, so what we got for the next one, Bart?
That is my Taj Mahal of a house. That one is 220054541.
Oh, John. Yeah, there's the two buildings right there. That's the parcel.
That's our number six.
See, I think what they did maybe is added those other two buildings that might have been on there, which one of them was Leonard Myers, and the other one was Vern Larson, and I think Vern Larson was sold to Craig Jones, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, those are separate parcels. So just what's in red is what, well, you have the lane getting in. You control the access from G2, but yeah, that's just your two buildings there.
Well, there's a tiny little 10 by 10 there, or something like that, or 15 by 15.
So yeah, 2.25 a square on that.
So,
get back up to 3.
Is that the house one?
No, this is that one.
That's what talking about.
Yeah, that's the tree farm kind of thing in the back there.
Which one of these is not?
It would be one of the utility, like the one you're on. Well, I guess I don't remember the size. Is one bigger?
Well, they're pretty close to being 12, two 1200s and then that 20 by 20. So that 1248 is the one that's not there.
That's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not there.
And I bet it's one of those other two on the way in that belong to somebody else. They each have their own parcel. Yeah, that one.
I see that could be a problem, yes.
Yeah, I wish I had the two bigger buildings, but the red one out of the bill.
Okay, so he's looking that up. We want to talk about your house while we're here.
Yep. And that jumped up from 211 to 266.
Perfect. You bet. That was our word yesterday. You bet.
And I kind of was using a comparable kind of on a cul-de-sac, but I think that one was a little newer. And it was 553 Laura Lane, and that one had sold for 245. And it had a square footage of 2127.
What's your square footage, Bart?
Mine is 1874. And I should get a discount by living next to Denny Nelson's.
Huge, huge discount.
Maybe according to Jack Eric, I should get one because I'm close to Hornet, but that's what I mean.
But then again, you got Mike Schmidt there right by you.
Well, that's the trouble, too.
You got to watch that guy jog with no shirt on.
Yeah, all the time.
Bonus.
It doesn't bother me so much, but my wife watches it.
Yeah. I watch, I mean.
Bang it.
You cleaned the windows a lot, didn't you?
So I kind of, here's a kind of a comparable wagon down.
Whose house was Laura Lane? Was that Fisher's?
That would be Mark. Mark Gehring bought it.
Well, maybe is it in his note? He might have put it in his note.
I didn't because I didn't have time to really look.
Oh.
But here's kind of my comparable to the Fisher's, the one that's probably the most comparable.
Okay, so you want to review this then, Jeff? Look at this and this comparables? Or not the comparables, but the
business
sale?
Yeah, I give them the full comps and just do my own numbers on it.
Okay, you want to
that's
do that?
Jack and Sally's house.
Yes,
old house.
Yeah.
I didn't have those at the hearing. We'll look at those.
Yeah, okay. We didn't have it at the since he's got comparables, and if they bring in comparables, we pull comparables too.
I understand.
Just to see if we can match it up.
Pretty reason.
This one, they're 15s. They're pretty close. I mean, for...
They got to be within, what, 3 years?
Well, Reds is 2 years because we have so many sales, but, like, commercial and eggs, 3.
Okay.
So we'll, but I'll look at it at a 15, too, though. That's
okay, we'll do that. And we're waiting for Jameson yet, then. Is that his name, Jameson?
Jameson, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that should be open and shut.
Yeah.
All right. That's
all. Is there one other one you want to talk about, Bart?
Is it kind of the same thing?
A little bit the same.
Is that something you just want to?
Which one?
645. That's your parcel number, and then 280.
And I got a comparable sheet on that, then he can.
Okay, so that was 204,750 and 227,095.
Yeah, as long as he has comps, then we'll pull our comps too. I mean, that's what we're looking for people to do for us. Okay.
Does that sound right?
Yep, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. While we're waiting for Jameson.
Well, thank you for listening.
Okay, so where's
that? All right. Thanks for coming in, Bart.
Hey, you're a gentleman and scholar. Let everybody go ahead of you.
I went to Wayne State. That's all I got.
No, my brother called that the Harvard of the Midwest.
Yeah,
absolutely.
What do you call it, Bill?
The people that went there to call it that.
We also have the Hamptons East down on the river. There you go. Pretty high pollutant around here.
I'm just thankful that they didn't have cameras back and phone cameras back.
Aren't we all? Yeah, I was going to say, aren't we all?
I did have a little fight over there.
I'd have been on the
list. I still graduated 3.5, but I think it's sure one of me out of there.
I'm sure.
It's all negotiation.
Just like taxes.
Yeah. So this,
all right. So,
okay. Do I need to wait for him or anything?
No, I don't think so. I think we can. Right.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thanks, right, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
No, go away.
Hey. So I need to look at both of these.
Okay.
Because he gave
so the two columns. We have nobody else here wanting to discuss. So we will start our hearing.
About yesterday was bad.
40 minutes.
Okay.
If everybody can get the lights off, you want them on. It don't matter to me.
Can you see?
I'm fine.
I can see fine.
I don't have a problem with seeing. You bet.
I can go get glasses from the nurse.
You bet.
They might have been worn a few times.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, protest 28, parcel 2200039143, commercial. Previous 120, referee recommends 185.20.
I don't know what this is. Oh, Gino. Yeah, I know what's that. But a car wash.
For the pawn shop, right?
Yeah, Gene's pawn shop.
Who does that? Gene's?
Gino.
Mean Gene.
Oh, Jameson's
a
lot.
Yeah, okay. He changed a little bit.
Yeah, well, it went down a little bit. It went from, yeah, you bet.
All right.
Okay. Protest 32-2200-69506. 108. This is one that we took in the last time. Is it? So
that's an effect.
Referee 145-115.
Number 32.
Looks like we're. So
they were checking for the garage at the back of the house.
Okay, the garage is there.
The garage
is it?
Is it their garage?
Yep.
All right.
So he was on the porch.
Yeah, he was on the porch.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll just leave it at the 145.
Yep. Okay, 36-22001-3144. 117 referee recommends 139465. Okay. Protest 51-22007-1640, commercial. 192-289 referee recommends 231. So it looks like we came down.
Adjust a little bit down.
Yep.
You bet.
55-22016476, commercial. 2,545, 2,518,535 is the recommendation.
Yep.
Did they want it to go up, or they wanted it to go down more?
Walgreens.
They wanted more than that.
Oh, okay. Protest 57-22007-1179, commercial. 374,769, referee recommends 506,60.
And you lowered it quite a bit.
Yeah.
The land was doubled on that one.
Yeah.
It was on there twice. So I took one of them off.
That's what it was.
Perfect.
All right.
84-22003-5326, commercial. 83, referee recommends 85.
Yeah.
85-210.
81. We missed
81. We missed one.
Oh, did
we?
81.
Okay.
57.
Well. 84 we were fine with, so.
Yeah.
81-22005-3073. 116 last year, referee recommends 130-155 this year.
Sure.
85-22003-4087, commercial. 88-164 this year, referee recommends 91-840.
That's a big, you know, you went from 88-750 to 164.
I think we changed the occupancy code, didn't we, on that one?
Mm-hmm. Changed the what?
Occupancy.
I'm not sure.
Well, here's mm-hmm.
it, it went down to 91, yeah. So mm-hmm. it's almost what they wanted. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We had as valued, like, all three of the buildings had paint booths and stuff.
Yeah.
They were all being cold.
Oh, okay. On,
and only one of them had all that in it.
Right.
Fair enough.
87. 2202-73734, 180 last year. Referee recommends 195.25. 88-2202-0470-5 commercial. 74 last year, 105 this year. Referee recommends 95,750. 100-2201-71645. 109 last year, 217 this year. Referee recommends 147,665. 104. If anyone's got anything, just stop
Just keep on rolling, kid.
104-2200-14183. 67 last year, 87 this year, 74,710 is the recommendation.
Super.
107-2200-76391. 215 last year, 302, and 298,500. Was this one we discussed previously?
I don't think we did Tom and Gerald then.
We did somebody who built a house up in the bluff. Is that Scott?
Yeah, because that one's about a 70,000
higher.
Adjusted the quality on the large house is what you have.
Oh yeah, I remember that one now.
It's about an average. That's about the average average on a house that's worth 300,000.
Yeah. What house is it, Scott?
What's that?
What house is it?
It's out.
North Bluff.
And just, okay.
There's two houses there.
He just bought, there was a sale, too. Yeah. I think we're still...
Okay, 116-2200-26459. 10,000 last year. 22 this year. And referee recommends 91.
Oh, that was a misprint. And I fixed it yesterday, so it's actually just the same value as the assessor's.
Okay, so the 22.75.
A house that needs to be demoed, but still standing.
Oh, yeah, that old one.
Still there.
Okay, that's what it had to be.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So what's the recommended referee?
22.
The assessor's.
The 22.
Yeah. So we call those no changes or whatever.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, 132-2200-9716, 58 last year, 93,180 this year. That's Shirley Sides.
We did adjust that basement down a little bit.
Okay.
That's a $1,000 difference or $1,600 difference there. That's in that basement.
Okay, 135 and 136 are both Freeze properties. 22020-5574 and 22010-78878. 49 last year, 59585 is the recommendation this year, and 275530, and the referee recommends 291730.
Is there a reason why there was a difference between his neighbors or not?
Yeah, his neighbor was on the acre, it was over 2 acres. So if you get over 2 acres, you go to the acre method.
Oh, okay.
So
and that's just standard everybody. What we got to do with Herman is for his 16 and his 17, the easiest thing to do with him is just settle on an acre method for his land, same neighborhood like John's. John's isn't the same this year. He's actually was either on the last list or
his one.
We've corrected his because Herman came in at the beginning and told us, so we went out. And actually, Kane had a swimming pool. We found a bunch of stuff out there.
Yeah.
So they've been updated.
It's not too hard to find.
Yeah.
Just look around.
Yeah, it's a giant pool.
So Herman's using old numbers.
Yeah.
We've corrected that so that...
Yeah, so 18 will go. I mean, they can't change 18, but...
No, correct me if I'm wrong. We're talking about this Mary Street or whatever. That's the... The one that's
his easement he keeps talking about.
Right.
There's a right in the middle of Mary Street, there's a easement that goes down to this big concrete deal.
Yep. And we went out, I think we all went out there individually and talked to him and looked at it.
And that's what that gets opened when if we get another flood, the ponds on the other side of the street get so high, then the water goes out and they have to open that door.
Well, see, and he showed me if it's correct or not, okay? Right. Bill and I went out there together. How it was $3,500 forever, and then all of a sudden, after the flood or during the flood in 11 or whatever, it went to like it was at $1,500 or $1,000 or something, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, over the last 3 years, it went from like 20 something to 30-something.
Yeah, it got equalized in riverfront property.
So being a street and being an easement, I mean, I know somebody has to pay the taxes on it. I get that.
But it's not a street anymore. It's his land. He bought it. He bought the easement, too, when he purchased that house. We have the deed.
So he can do anything he wants with it?
No, it's like an easement. His easement is the same as any easement in Dakota County, Nebraska.
Okay, all right.
He has, I talked to Lance about this, and I talked to, everybody's just trying to get rid of him, and it ended up being our problem.
Yeah.
But he has an easement, and he's right, but it's a green space. Everybody that builds a house today has a building envelope. You cross that envelope, guess what? You don't take it off.
Yep.
But you're still paying taxes on that, what we call green space, and I don't say it around Herman anymore, even though it's an appraisal term. That's every chunk of grass outside of your building envelope or on an easement. He has that. So, and his, as far as the whole, he could do more with it, but he's the one that
chooses not to.
Well, he kept pissing, the city kept having to send the cops down, wrote him tickets. He lost a court case a year or two ago on it.
Was he not mowing it or something?
Oh, no, he's blocking it. It's his. He doesn't want anybody going down there.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And then he put up a fence, and he got a letter from the city, and he didn't take it down. The police went down, got another ticket. Because it's just like when I put my fence up, I have to leave a gate because I have an easement down the side of my property.
Oh, Andrew, I think we all understand, easements, yeah. And, it's no different than a farmer going out and digging up, taking dirt out of the ditch. Well, that was my dirt. Well, you can't do that. There's a right of way, and you pay the taxes. I mean, I get it, but
so I feel
we just all went out there.
We could get his land down a little bit if he had let us. Technically, I can do this by statute. I can just combine it. But he was insistent that he didn't want. I have left. I've combined everything he had except that piece.
That easement?
Yeah, because he wants it separate. He said he offered it to the city for free. When I approached the city with it, they laughed at me. And when we talked to his wife, who was here, she was the one here when we were out there. We said, well, if you give it back to the city, I wouldn't do that. Sell it. And she goes, no, then people can walk down there, and then we'll have people on our yard. So if you want to know what use is, that is the very definition of use. They want to keep it private. Well, then you bought it. It's your easement. It is private. If you sell it, it's not private anymore to the city or give it to the city. Then anybody can go down there and fish on the river.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So I don't know. So, I mean, so I think 16 and 17, we will settle with him because John, I think one year the board, the board changed him to the acre method. I don't know how, I must have not been, I wasn't paying attention. But, so we lose that. So rather than fight with him anymore, we're just going to give in and say acre method for 16 and 17, if the board will agree with it. In 18, he's paying the same. John's paying the same. I'll be.
I think he'll be happy with that.
Yeah, I think that's his complaint.
Yep, I think that he'll be happy with that.
My too cheap. I don't think he.
Yeah, he was.
He just wants them equal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what it's going to be. Yeah.
That easement to me was worth nothing. No. You can't build on it. You're going to mow it forever, and you can't use it.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody worth it at all. But.
Yeah. It's green space, though.
But of the whole parcel, right? I mean,
yeah,
the parcel isn't 18 foot, just the easement.
The easement's only a little piece of it. His parcel on the... You see, there was a dish. He got into the fight because he started blocking the city. So then the city has this legal... I mean, you can't beat him legally because he purchased it. It is an easement. It was a... What do they call them? They passed their resolution, their version of a resolution on it. Judge Smith signed it. I mean, this is a done deal.
Yeah.
Smith owned it at one time.
Yeah.
So
and
you're going to revisit that again?
No.
No, I think we are for 16 and 17. I'll work with Kim and try to get him set to the acre so he is equalized with John for 16 and 17.
And that'll be Turk, right?
And then we'll let Turk settle the easement. But from what I've seen, they've never ruled because easements are legals. I mean, everybody has them. You can't beat an easement.
No.
His isn't. He has to prove his would be somehow special. Because if we do something to his, let's say we put his at $1,000, then I have to get my boat out, drive up and down this river. Every pipe that's sticking out of this river, I'm going to set that parcel to $1,000. Otherwise, we'll lose every Turk case of riverfront property from here until time ends.
Well, I think you explained it a lot better than what Herman did to all of us, at least to Bill and I.
Yeah.
You know, that he purchased this. Okay, he just made it sound like it's a street, it's an easement, and I mow it. My solution was to him, well, if you don't want all the easement, you know, share it with your neighbor. You know, divide.
Split it down the middle.
That's why I said split it down the middle. That was my first solution to it. Well, he didn't like that idea.
We asked him, well, I didn't, because the second or the third trip, I just sent Innovative Appraisal out there for me and to review the easement. And it's just one of those things where he doesn't want to sell it. He says he wants to sell it or he wants to give it away, but he doesn't. Because then he loses control of the riverfront. So I feel for him in that aspect.
I told him I'd do it. I'd take it and put a little something down there, a little shed, and watch the boats and all the girls on the river. Yeah. Maybe give them a honk. Maybe I'll get a flash. I don't know.
And I don't know if it was ethical or not. Herman's still mad at me about this. We couldn't get him out of the office. He was in there yelling. And I told him I'd buy it for what I had it assessed at. And he agreed to it. We had a land contract written up, not between me and Herman, between my wife and Herman. She had cash in her hand. And Saturday morning, Herman called me and he changed it to the price I have it assessed at now, not what it was. And I told him, I'll buy it. Cash, done deal, but you don't go to the river anymore. And I'm going to pull a camper down there and... that changed. All of a sudden, he thought it was worth what we had it assessed at.
Okay, let's rock and roll then, huh? So you know what you need to do, the acre method, and everything.
Yeah, so we are taking care of him for 16 and 17, because it's equalization, we have to.
All right.
So, okay, 147-220-077150, 66 last year, referee recommends, 97,455 this year, 153, 220009368, 44 last year, referee recommends 69,640 this year, 156, 220070741, 207 last year, 347 this year, referee recommends 142,240.
What's the deal on that?
What was that one?
Which one are we on?
We are on 156.
Yeah, like 156.
Because it looks like it went down.
Jeff Kerr.
Went up 140 and then went down 200.
Who's the owner?
Jeff took a look at this one.
Davey.
Oh, River. This is the house I got flooded. Right on the other side of Betty
Davies.
Cooper's.
Oh, Davies. Yep. John Davies.
Yeah, right on the other side of Cooper's. And we agreed with last year, the Turk and I, we came to, and Mr. Davey and Mrs. Davey, came to an agreement on the actual value of those buildings. You know, we're not touching the land. The land's still worth what the land's worth, but we got his buildings and everything down to where they need to be based
on. Does anybody know John Davies?
Just from working with him on this.
He is the most optimistic, positive guy I've ever met. You know, he had two handicapped kids.
Yeah.
And anyways, after this flood, I went down there after the water receded, and he's cleaning up, and he has all, and it's all handicap accessible for his kids. The hallways are wider. But anyways, had everything. And I'd walked in there, I was like, John, I said, Jesus. He's like, you know what? It's a great day. He said, at least my house is still here. Yeah. You know, he's just positive about everything. He's just the most positive guy I've ever met. Really, really super guy.
Yeah,
and he's had a lot of people that wanted to buy it, but he will not sell it.
No, I think he wants to live there, and there's a little conflict.
And his
there.
Wife wanted to go across the river.
Yeah,
yeah, no, I get it.
Okay, 164, 165, 166 are all moves, commercials. 220042810, 220042721, and 220147388.
That's in that extra
stack. Yeah,
I got it. Okay. Oh, okay.
So we went 76 last year to 198,260 is the referee recommendation. 346 and 432,245 is referee. 5,000 last year and 44,000 is the recommendation this year.
This is the same thing that Gotch had. He's combined all of those with a Gotch. No.
Lifeform.
Same thing. No, this is Lifeform.
No, but this same
same theory.
Yeah, three parcels, they need to be combined.
It would help him with his land value.
Sure. It's they need to make the adjustment.
Yeah.
We're doing our stuff correctly. They
It'd help them a lot if they would do that.
Leave it as is unless he combines it, then I guess.
Huh? Is this something that you've told them and they just won't do it?
No, nobody's talked to me on this one yet. I have not had anybody come into my hearing. Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah.
So that we can avoid it next year, maybe.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, 167 2201 18302 306. Referee recommends 306 235. Next three are commercial, 168, 169, 170, 22007-2515, 22007-1608, and 22005-8350. And 22800 to 61560, 52000 to 130710, and 280 to 355620.
Good.
Okay. 181 2200 11613 commercial. 31 referee recommends 42510. 183 and 184 Rodriguez.
Billy code.
22004-0060 and 22004-0583. 54 last year, 66, 65 this year, 30 last year, and 54, 260 this year.
Cool.
191, 22015-6301, 2,183 last year, 2,629,665 this year. What was our jump on this one? Just the commercial jump?
Just commercial that far behind.
Okay.
Been that way for 10 years.
Yeah. They want. I think they're trying to protest on an income too. And but if you don't give us the data, I can't, make it up. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. 192-220-176531 is commercial. 4,000 last year. Recommend 7,200 this year. 193-220196893, 188 last year, 198300 this year, 194-220009503, 38 last year, 54115 this year, 195-220072442, 417 last year, 667 this year. Referee recommends 481845.
I don't even know what this is.
What is this one?
Was there doubled up land or something?
Yeah.
Oh, is this your name? Yeah, it might be Jameson, I think.
Yeah, all day long.
Yeah.
All day long.
Absolutely. It's a nice place. Yeah, no, the...
The buildings. Is this
the quality? The buildings were in a commercial file, and I switched them to a farm file.
That's what we did.
And the house's quality was at a 40 when it's more of a 35.
Five, yeah.
Okay. But this still needs a full inspection.
It's a nice setup, isn't it?
But, it's a nice place, and...
481 all day.
Yeah, it's...
You run a business out of there, and since he's retired, and it's probably just treated as an ag property.
Yeah, he couldn't do that.
Yeah,
it is an ag property now. It's a rural res. So.
That was the main thing they wanted to make sure we understood is they don't do it in commercial any longer.
It has a security fence and
everything.
197-220019606. 52 last year. Referee recommends 59735. 198-220027048. 80 last year recommends 111780. 200-220153450. 243 last year referee recommends 292615. 212-220035652. 95 this year, 109560.
What in the world?
I like these staples better this time. I don't know what I couldn't get the paper trim just right off. Flip around.
It's a test.
Yeah. Something like ratings or something. 229-2201-56166, commercial. Referee recommends 691-525 this year. 236-2200-56382. 117 last year. Referee recommends 107-495. Is that down. Supposed to go down?
Yeah, I think, I'm not sure. I think that might over.
It was 117 last year, 134, and then we went down to 107.
The condition went to a 2020 instead of a 30.
No condition, quality.
Okay, 238-2202-73626. 58 last year. 93,620 this year. 253-2200-22313. 112 last year. 127,870 this year. 261-2201-96303. 197 last year. 197,720 this year. So no change. 264-2200-74194. 157 last year. 244-935 this year. Yeah, what's the jump on this one? Close to 100,000. 264.
Keep in mind, I filled out a lot that I did not hear. So.
Oh.
What are we doing on the litigation ones? The big ox.
Like the clay, the Clayson.
That's a big auction.
Oh. Yeah, the Clayson one is the
the same as last year.
No. I kept it previous total. Okay.
Yeah, it stayed the same.
Yeah. I'd like. I mean, I think that's probably a safe way to go.
Well,
on
they have to be, don't they? We've got people.
Because there's litigation going on. That makes
me nervous. Yeah, an asterisk. I don't know who heard this. It was on July 2nd at 9 o'clock, and I ended up with it somehow.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Which? What's the name? Armbrand. 1674H, so it's an acreage. On an acreage, they jump pretty good.
He did circle a bunch of information that really didn't affect his value at all, and he was concerned about outbuildings, etc.
Can I see, what does his look, do we have any pictures, or did he give us anything?
1674H.
Oh, here we go. Form 422 supporting documentation. Very good. That looks like some of my chicken scratch.
I think.
Is there two houses out here? Like he rents
two houses and three outbuildings. We only have three outbuildings valued and two houses. And
okay.
He's concerned. Oh, right. There's a permit that says two additions that he's concerned about, but yeah. It's just a permit.
Yeah, so. I'm not worried about. I think he did add something to the back.
From what but I would could see, I didn't see any problems from what I could tell.
Yeah, that's the one.
And I didn't, right. I didn't talk to this person, so
there's two.
I don't know who did.
There's both going up a little bit extra.
So how much of it's
this hearing, so.
5.7 acres.
And he's got another house on there.
Yeah
right.
Two houses.
Yeah.
And he's going up like 30,000 or 40,000.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I know the one's being rented for sure. Okay.
Now, the buildings were in bad shape.
No, give it to me.
They totaled about $13,000, I think, on the outbuilding.
Right here.
You bet.
You bet, Jim. I love it.
You bet. 271-2200-44171. 101 last year. 115,780 this year.
Okay.
272-2200-90548. 179 last year. 258-208-555 this year. 278 commercial, 220010277. 234 last year, 317 this year. Recommendation is 281620. 283-2200-4382. 88 last year, 9110 this year.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
287-2200-14833, 103 last year, 113 this year. Recommendation is 105, 335. 290, 2200, 10714. 219 last year. 256, 910 this year.
Blank and Meyer.
That'd be in Dakota City.
Oh, is that the tea shop? Yeah, we sent someone here to get new pictures of his little business and stuff in there. But I think I had a Turk case with him. I must have forgot to say.
No action.
Yeah, just leave it. I mean, we could have just left it, you know, because Turk will make a ruling at some point this year, or we'll settle. Because I know the guys have been out getting us all new interior pictures and stuff, so we can look at it a little closer.
So that's on.
That's on 290.
290.
So we want to go with last year's or the recommendation this year?
Well, I wouldn't. Probably you can leave it at last year's, is fine.
219-640.
Yeah, just go to where was it last year, guys?
219-640.
Yeah, I would set it to that. That way it's the same number in at Turk.
All right. We need to change that.
Here. Yeah. We just,
219,
yeah. Not that I disagree with that, but we still have to go through the Turk process.
That's the problem.
With it.
So the land would stay the same.
Yeah, land would stay the same, so it'd all be on the building.
Okay.
The land 199 or 199040, the building.
We've got land of 2600 last year and 2300 this year.
I go back to 26.
Yeah.
Okay.
We may have found something and corrected it, or but that's a, we're still, we'll just wait and see what we end up with in August. I think it's the last week of August. Did you get any more? I think we're still set for the last week of August, isn't it? Beth called and said something about she's booking the whole week.
And I haven't gotten any notices. I've had to look on their calendar.
Oh, really? I have to go check their calendar, too. Well, I haven't really received anything yet. Well, a couple of them. Yeah, that one will be a new one.
Yeah. Okay, so we got that one straightened out. So 293-22006585, 108920, recommend 168-135.
Handout 986 North Shore. Is this a North Shore Drive property?
Yeah.
Okay, those all jumped.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, 299-22006065, 69 last year, 103. Recommend 96620.
Ithaca Way, Rick Dahl.
He's okay. 305-220036918. 77. Referee recommends 78830.
Why?
Is this a he's a regular, I think.
Fleck is.
I can't say it.
Oh, he's in Turk as well.
Oh, is he in Turk? Is he?
I think so.
He's a regular, I know.
Well,
I guess
he just thinks that 10 years ago, he thinks his house is still worth what he paid for it.
So
it's in fair condition. It's not in like the best condition, but I think you would keep the raise of value because you're probably going to keep winning those ones.
Yeah.
That one in Turk is he's way off base.
Yeah, well, he was trying to say based
year,
on a his Turk.
This year we're good, though.
Yeah, okay. This one I'm not too worried. This is a.
Okay. And we'll just move on. 315-2201-54376. 187 last year. 230 this year. Recommend 215-405. 316-37. What?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was just on the wrong one. I was on three. I must have missed one.
Okay, 316, 317, and 319 are all Rouse. 22000-8647, 22000-34591, 22000-8892. 33 last year. 44635 is the recommendation. 84 to 8910. 47 to 67, 320. Okay. 320, 22000-8558. 65 last year, recommendation 85, 845 this year. 328, 22012375, 161 to 236, and the recommendation is 213,890. Which one was this? They went up.
I don't know.
50,000.
We're fairly well equalized up there.
What's the address on it?
180th Street is what it.
Oh, it looks like, yeah, condition should have dropped to a 30. Yeah, it was over 10. Condition should have dropped to a 30.
Was it an acreage, too?
It's on Jackson. It's up in the new houses in Jackson.
Change condition to fair. Is that a 30?
30-20.
In Jackson?
Yeah, in, well, I think that's what.
Close to new houses?
Oh, no. Oh, I'm looking at a comp. He gave me a comp. I was looking at his comp. Where is 303? No, 303 North Court Street in Jackson.
Oh,
I remember that one. Yeah, that place was getting bad.
Yeah, where in the heck is that?
I don't recognize anything.
Why is he he's trying to comp houses up in the hill? I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't either.
No.
I just changed condition.
Yeah, that thing should drop all the way to at least a 20.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
555.
Wow.
Need a paint job.
Does somebody live there?
Their values on
those. Yeah.
Their values on those other buildings.
Not very much.
It should be
80-90,000.
Not much. South here. Is there a lot of acres? How's that, Chance?
Court Street.
11.
Well, I was going to say it's 2 miles south here.
11 acres.
With 11 acres?
He keeps showing me these.
813,890 sounds good, though. Okay.
Yeah, I would say sure, based on what he... wow.
Okay, 339-220060428, 107... Referee recommends 142,220. Okay. 342-220057087. 97. Referee recommends 133,785. Was this Turk 1-2?
Ithaca Way. Ithaca Way.
Silent. Sounds familiar.
Molly Koppel's no. Not. 342?
Yeah, Silent.
I don't remember it off the top of my head as being a Turk.
A lot of wishful thinking.
Yeah, it could be. I don't have a lot of information on this. So I don't
they
know
didn't
if,
give
I
us
don't know
anything.
If any, I don't know if it's livable or not. The picture's from 2007.
Oh, you don't
he might see. Very well be right. I just don't.
No, we have going down.
Oh, I know where that's at by Elliot Saunders. Yeah.
Is that what's the condition of that corner there? Is it all overgrown? And
he lives there.
Okay. Well,
yeah. I mean, it looks like he might not live there.
Yeah.
But he because this is all
go off of the wishful thinking.
Well, he turned it in, and he didn't say the value he was protesting.
Yeah,
didn't say he wanted.
Didn't
give us a picture. Didn't give us a record card. Gave us nothing.
Not that next year.
Okay.
Yeah. So much in place, but he didn't do anything.
Not a lot of wishful thinking.
Oh, what's it say?
A lot of wishful thinking.
I just write what they say.
Oh, he said not. Oh, I got
not
you.
Not accurate, a lot of wishful thinking.
I don't wish for it. Believe me, nobody wishes to raise anybody's value.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 346 and 347 are residential Garwood. 220006253 and 220006873. 4,000 last year, and I've got Jeff Ag
all Garwood.
And
Jeff Ag
29,230.
That's on Garwood.
So what?
We got a bunch. Oh yeah. So which one are they in order here?
We got 346 and 347.
Okay,
so 346 is going to be a no change equalized with an area. This is the stuff that's right next to the school where McMonagle built his building.
Oh, okay.
Right? Farm, kind of farm, but they're all little. The city platted it. It's residential, but so we already equalized all that to those values. So Beerman's and Garwood's are all paying the same.
Good.
If it's under its square foot price, under 2 acres, over 2 acres, they're paying an acre price. So we couldn't do anything for her on the little, on that
what,
one.
What do we got for a total on 346? Because so, I've got Jeff Ag written on my sheet.
Oh, why did I not write that down? Oh, 21,325.
No change.
Okay. No change. I'm sorry. I should just say no change.
And 30,300.
Yeah, the first two. So 346, they were both the same. No change.
Okay, so.
And her deal with the increase on that was when it got equalized, she got set to the acre method because it was over 2 acres. So she went up to the 30,300.
Okay.
So there's no change on either one of those two.
Okay, 348, 349, 350, 351, 352 are commercial Garwoods, 220068, 240, 220069123, 220068593, 220148937, and 220068151.
Gotcha. Okay. Protest 348 was, we changed that to ag. So the new value is, it is land only, and it's $42,385.
Wow. Big change.
Yeah. So just going from that's the difference between that industrial land and an ag parcel. But, it's going to cause a little problem with the TIF, so we'll have to work around that because it's in a TIF area too. Yeah. They annexed it and TIFed it at the same time. But the second one, Protest 349, is going to be, we have to change the parcel again. This one here, file for outbuilding number 303. So her new land value on this one here, same thing, is
$85,500
is how that works out. And we did a so when I did these last, we put the new land use study against it and everything. So we got all of her soil. We matched her up with all of her FSA numbers.
All right.
Same thing we got to do with condo plats. Let me see, Betty. So the next one is Protest 350. So this one here, actually, we couldn't. This is platted into the Roth Industrial Park. This is the one that sits behind the cold storage. I think it's been sold twice. I don't know if they're actually coming through with it. They're working with the city. But the lot directly to the north sold, just the land, $378,400. So we just left her at her 306,590 and said that's fair enough on that one. And then the Protest 351, we did the same, we changed it to the ag. And on her ag now, the 580 should go down to $190,845.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good drop in it.
Yeah.
From the 351.
Yeah, they went, what is that, 20-some thousand an acre down to about five, roughly 52.
Yep. Wow.
That's the difference between the commercial and the ag land values.
Again, Jeff, I didn't get, I thought I had it scanned.
190845?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's correct, yep.
190,845.
One more.
And then, 352. Protest number 352 was also marked as a... Oh, these are the IOLL buildings, and we did a no change on that. The increase that they're, well, she's protesting 786, 785, but the actual value is only 486, 785, up from 384, 920. Now, that accounts for the fish farm that I don't believe is being used as a fish farm anymore building, because that's an IOLL too, and their vegetable sheds, and then the greenhouse for the car. So those are the commercial buildings on Cardinal Farms. So we're going to do a no change, but it's not seven. It's actually supposed to be 486, 785.
But you're going with the 331,720, or you're going with the 486?
We're
going
to stick with the 486,785.
All right.
So that's about 800,000 less.
Is that what that ended up? Because it's big, boy. That yeah. Mainly on land, it'll kill.
It'll kill them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So 358, 359. 22004372 and 22007276. 182 down to 179, 235, and 97 to 123,995. 360, 22009187, 40,000, 66, recommend 53,965. 366, 22009185, 73, and the recommendation is 152849. What a, yeah, that was a double in value. Protest 366.
366.
Do you have that?
I had it right here, but
yeah.
It's not the signatures on it, so.
Oh,
what's the address?
Yeah, who is it?
I started it and Ron finished it.
Oh, okay. Cody Davis, 1668 180th Street.
That was 180th, huh?
3.35 acres. No improvements were made. We removed all grain bins and one structure. Did you come in and tell the assessor? No. That are still to the tax roll. Hauled away junk and mowed the weeds. So I don't... Is there any...
So they didn't come in and do what they were supposed to?
No. Now, there's a purchase on this, too. Did they bring in an appraisal? This is outside, closer to Hubbard than anything.
Well, the part of that value is probably on the house, though, right?
Yeah, he's got... And they got a new Morton, a newer Morton building out in the back, too. I noticed that we didn't take a picture of that and add it into our protest.
3.358.
Okay.
Nice loafing shed.
Nice scandal.
Nice. All these buildings, still have value, and I still don't see the newer building pictured. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's an acreage. I think we'll have to look up the sale on it. It had to be within the last few years. Did he give us a record card at least to look at? So we can see what he paid for it, just to help out. Way. That's pretty high to be a loaf and you put equipment in there. No, he didn't. For an acreage, 150. It's only 3.35, but with the buildings they have, I don't see an issue.
Okay.
And the referee did give him, did we lower him? No? Yeah? Oh, so the referee's nicer than I am. He actually took the old rotten grain bins down and off. Okay. See, we don't. I like to remind them that if you don't come in and tell me, then I can't take them off.
Yeah. All right, so 369 and 370 are commercial. 22000-5591, 22000-4374, 72 last year, 113,910, 57 last year, and 69,90 this year. Yeah. 375, 220205809 commercial, 32 last year, 307245 this year.
Put up a building or something.
Oh yeah, this one.
Oh, is that the Tarek one as well?
Yeah, okay. That's the one we didn't have the permit on.
Oh yeah, I didn't.
This is the one we had the permit on. So when we went out, we took. There's three buildings out there. He connected the one pole building to the greenhouse, I guess. I don't know what you'd call it, but it's...
Is that Charlie?
Yeah.
Is that behind his house?
Yeah, because his house isn't... all of our pictures just show the new buildings. I'll show you. Can you tell me? Do you know it?
It's the barn.
That one got added, and there's a red frame barn with that one right there. And that one got added.
Yeah, and one of those buildings is finished all the way through on the interior right there. That part is all finished. And then...
That part?
Yeah, that's all drywall.
You know, he lives down on the next road from me at the end, and he stopped by my shop and wanted to talk about it. And I don't go down on his property and look around or anything, but he just added the one building, right? I mean, just recently, Jeff, is that correct?
We didn't have the other one that he added
right.
the house either.
And the barn, we've always had?
No, we added that this year.
Okay,
so we actually had to add two. We had one building out there, for
okay.
sure. And then, so that's what happened to him. Now, as far as the value on those, this was another little addition that got put on. I don't know what it is.
Just sitting on like 10 acres, is that what it is? Or 16 acres?
His land has to be up there. Let me see.
It went down.
Is it 6.1 acres?
Yeah. Now, he did a good job with these evidence. He started it pretty good. I mean, he didn't need to do this to give us a copy of a canceled check.
We had no buildings last year, right? We had none.
Because that was one of his things he was saying, that he had a building permit for 75, and it cost
something
him like 50-something, whatever, to build it.
Yeah.
And his assessment value was on that.
But we had no buildings.
Right.
Yeah.
Prior
yeah.
To that,
so
right.
we. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. No. And he showed us that he paid the down payment, or he paid at least 53. I know for sure based on his canceled check and a receipt that he gave me. But we don't have the completed project number. And the part he's talking about, the reason he got the discount on the building was it's Astro Building does a deal. If you keep their crews working in the winter, they'll give you a discount when it's done, so they don't lose
right.
employees. But that doesn't impact the sale value of the building. It's still
yeah.
So much you know what I mean? If you wanted to sell it, you got, as an owner putting it up in the winter, you can get a deal on the building from a construction cost perspective.
Right.
But it doesn't change the market for the building.
Okay. Well,
it
does make sense, but you know, if you guys are comfortable with that, you guys are down in there. Yeah. Billy?
Yeah, that's $100,000 on that.
Is his whole place?
Yeah,
I suppose. Huh?
Has to be.
He's got a couple nice buildings.
He's got a couple big.
So
yeah.
Okay. 382-220072477. 108, recommendation is 129,440.
Yep.
388-220083754. 232, recommend 334,80.
That's a good one.
Is this Dwayne's?
This
is still the McManigal
thing.
Go check to see.
Is it still
McManigal?
I was just
the fourth. He's on the flats out there and a lot of gumbo, no question about it.
Yeah.
Protesting?
Yeah, when it rains.
When it rains, right?
He's showing you his buildings.
So where's the buildings at?
What did he give us for evidence?
Yes.
I only have.
He said the deck is in disrepair, the front step is falling apart, and the basement is unfinished. And water on four sides of the house. So he's just up there.
That's the only problem with that whole place. I've been out there several times.
The deck and the.
It gets a little wet.
It gets a little wet.
And the water.
That's a beautiful waterfront property. Where is, I don't even know what the.
It's on F Avenue. It's parallel when you go down between Homer and Dakota City here.
Okay.
It's right off to the right, like by, it's I don't know, it's not very far off the highway, but it's on F Avenue.
Okay.
And it's just, like I said, he's on a very, it goes to a minimum maintenance road to the south where Hefferman used to live, Mark. But yeah, it's very flat and
sure
it's very low.
He just forgot to take pictures of those two nice Morton buildings, though. For some reason.
This camera, it couldn't zoom in that far. Okay.
Did I write on that?
No, I wrote on there. But see, he gave evidence I didn't see. I wrote no change.
Which one are we on, Kevin? I'm okay with that number. Yeah, totally.
It's
fancy. It's a beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was on 388.
Okay.
That's
388, that was the 232, and it went to 334, yeah. Barkley?
I don't know which Barkley that is. Is that?
What number are we on?
388, the very bottom one on the page.
There was four houses on this, and we took one of them off, so I don't know what I'm supposed to say. It says it has been removed.
So, all that's one east of over.
But then
that's
Jeff's a new got, Jeff's got no change on
that's
the
new
Let's, so you reviewed that at some point.
Dale.
Oh, Dale's new place?
Yeah.
Is this the one?
You got some rough neighborhood there.
Is his the one with all the miscellaneous stuff around it? Or is this it? Is that the picture of the one I'm looking at?
Oh, we're okay with that one.
That's McManus,
yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say that one looked
like. Yeah. I think there's a still in this place.
Maybe
one.
All right.
Maybe a meth lab.
I kind of think if this is the one we had to walk up it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice. This is the one. Yeah, we had to take. I thought we did. We wanted to take a house off. That thing is just a cluster out there. That actually makes it look like we're undervalued.
It's a city.
Yeah, we need to back up and get a better picture of all of his miscellaneous stuff that's out there. I just don't show it. The aerial's not showing it.
It's almost a compound.
It is. It is. That's one of them. You don't go out there alone. I know exactly. You walk up in there and you usually
have. There's no dirt floor, though. You may not come back.
Yeah, exactly. You got some Lulabelle on you. And
it's not the dude.
No, it's not dudes around.
You know, there's all kinds of problems out there, and we'd like to help him, but he is gonna have to give us help us.
He needs better evidence.
It says, because county shows four homes on this property and there's only three. Well, it depends on your definition, because they've got two or three trailer mobile homes alone on there and two stick-built houses. So we don't know how many are out there. They're on schedule to be picked up this year. It's just everybody's drawing straws.
Okay.
So I don't know what to do for them this year. I mean, technically, they didn't give us anything. Gave us not even a picture, not take off this single wide trailer because it's a farrowing house now. I mean, nothing. I don't know. So I really don't know what to do. It's up to the board, but we wouldn't have any evidence to support what we did.
What do you think, Bailey? You're the neighbor.
Well, not neighbor, but in the neighbor.
So you're going to be our tour guide?
No, I just drive by.
Yeah. You just drive by?
Quickly. Yeah. I don't have a clue what it's worth.
I don't know how you do it.
I don't know what the old houses are worth. I don't know how many acres are there either.
Well, they didn't.
If they didn't bring anything up,
I could go.
Their claims.
Right. I'd have to go print all the evidence out for them, and then I'm not following the regs by doing that.
If this is our recommendation, it's a 334.
The new house is a very nice house.
Go with the recommendation, and if they want to come forth with additional...
Because they can, then we can.
And then this might edge them into getting the stuff done properly.
They'd go with the recommendation.
Yeah, and then we'll see. Sounds like a job for Steve and Terry to go on.
I think so, too.
Nice knowing you.
Yeah, send them back.
Okay, 394-22000-2061 commercial, 25 last year, recommendation 82,560 this year.
Is that fair?
Wrong. Okay.
Wrong thing.
So... I imagine it probably was just undervalued for a long time.
Yeah, if it's commercial, it's just being caught up with.
Okay, 395-96-97 is commercial. 220071810, 220153299, 220176930. That's the light form.
And you're going to instead of combining those,
combined, right?
Yeah, you're going to combine them. You can't do it. You don't want
to. So we're not going to do anything with those three today.
Until you find out.
Well, don't we go on the recommendation today, Jeff?
I'm sorry, I still...
for the line of those three parcels.
Unless
he well, yeah, if they say yes, then we would. I'll put it in the computer, and we can get a number today. Right. But I don't know where our little lawyer friend went.
Right.
It sounded like he was just going to go call him or something, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. When he left.
Yeah.
Let's leave it as is. Let's change it. Go with the referee recommendation on three, and then.
That's what happens.
Yeah, that'll work.
Well, until he do it, we're bound by that.
Yeah. Okay, 401-220-07353. Recommendation is 7345.
Again with Kurt? Is this the same one in Dakota City? That's a Turk case? No.
Actually, we just looked at that one on the last page, didn't we?
A Blankenmeyer.
Looked like the same numbers, didn't it?
Yeah, I think, isn't this the same house? No, does he have something different?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, these numbers are slightly different. 219, 640 for the last one. 70,000 on this one. Okay. All right, 408-220-07735. Recommendation is 136-105. 425-2201-66722. 171 last year. Recommendation is 251-180 this year.
Hear about it?
There's a couple.
Yeah.
Is this the one that has 600 head of cattle out there? Oh, he gave us the pictures of the rotten, the old part of the house. Not the whole new addition.
Okay.
With the new foundation. Yeah, he's got a very nice place, nice building, corral.
That looks like it.
Yeah, that's under the original little bungalow house that sat on there. Some of that hole is actually broken through for contract reasons. You need to go in there and put the new form in under the new addition, so you have to have access. So.
Okay.
It's
worth it.
Huh? Yeah, it's okay. Worth it.
Okay.
Okay, 429-22000-1111. 80,000 recommendation is 101-435. 430-22005-7427. This is one that we had no action on for the Tortoisil.
We're going to leave it at the 245-820.
245?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has to prove it's not done.
Yeah.
And they're not living in it when they are.
Okay.
So you're not even going with a referee recommendation?
No, the referee changed his mind.
You can do that.
The referee had too much pie at Crystal and was on a sugar high.
So he's not living in the house yet?
What's that?
He's not living out there?
Well, they claim that it's not done, so he said, well, but you're living in it.
He's like 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
So where's he living at?
He's living there.
He's living there.
I've never seen him not there.
What's that guy like?
Yeah, they're living in it. And actually, the kids spent half the summer out there, too. My stance is, and it's coming up, this is when you know. Almost there, Joe.
We've seen him.
Almost. Those are all right there. Once you put the blow-up pool and the pelican on there, buddy, that's done to me. I'm on 100% you every day. And we didn't 100% him. We actually...
The flamingo did it.
It's basically done, but the siding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
He has that thing with him on his boat when he goes on the boat, too.
Yeah, I've got to have that, though.
Okay. 433 is on here twice. Commercial 220055572. 3,300,000. Recommendation is 3,638,210.
Okay, you're not.
434-2200-83711. 67 last year, 97,330 this year.
Yeah, do you know what?
436-2200-70210. 178 last year. 294,715 this year.
That was when it was dropped last year, I think.
Yeah,
what is
that's,
this?
That's 120,000 more.
Yeah.
Is it? Is this his acreage out there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who is this?
Oh, that's that old Bungles place.
Guzman?
Right? Right past Cramper's? Is that what this
507190 is?
Galdina Guzman.
Yeah.
I think he bought that one. It has to be that. Yeah. There's some nice buildings on. I think I went out and took a like. That's where I think the.
You just equalize everybody else.
There was something in the barn kicking the stall, and I didn't know what it was, so I had to remove myself from the barn. not to mention his chickens are carnivorous. I never had chicken chase me before. They had angry, hungry chickens in that barn. I'll tell you that. I got a note in the file. Do not open barn door. Take you an hour to get them back in there.
Probably don't feed the chicken. That's what it
is. Yeah. So I don't know, guys. Was that? I don't know what outbuilding that one has.
Okay.
Galdino has quite a bit of stuff. That's why I don't know what he protests.
We'll see him in dirt, probably.
Yeah, this is his acreage. It's a nice acreage.
There you go, Dino. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Okay,
there you go.
Yeah, why not?
439-2200-8741-5. 148 last year. This year, 189. And the referee recommended 389. Whoa. Is that just
that's got to be a typo.
It's a Danker? I took care of Danker, didn't I? What is Danker? This one.
It looks like a typo.
I think it's a typo. It should be one.
You just added 200,000 to it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah,
no.
Oh, Fred, is this his?
Oh, it should be 189.
Okay. Yeah, it should be 189. That's my bad. Typo.
189.
Okay. What is this? Oh, this is his heritage that he pulled, that he put in out there, right? This is where Fred lives. Because he has three comps, as it 189. Is. 189.
So, 189, yeah.
My bad.
Okay. That's just the type of the referee recognition. That's still the same.
Right. I feel more comfortable with that.
Yeah. Okay, 445-2200-73821, 175-204-490. Good. The next three are Kruger, 453, 454, 455, 22006-5802, 22006-7600, 22006-7511, 125 to 189.75, 125 to 174.20, and 125 to 168.555.
Yeah, last year somebody must have went with a sale, but the sale is no good. You can't use that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are all three of those duplexes, right?
Yeah, got them.
See, if, as long as he buys all of them from Buck, he gets them.
Yeah, you can't use those sales.
Yeah. Well, okay. I think it's his wife. Who worked for L&L forever? He's dead now, but...
Yeah. His wife's father.
That's who it was, yeah. But so, Kruger got a hell of a deal on those duplexes, and nobody else is going to get a shot at them. So we can't call them good sales.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'd have a whole bidding war at 125.
456-2200-18537. 18 down to 6,480.
The assessor had an improvement on there, which isn't there.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's landowner.
There. Okay, all right.
Landowner. 457-2201-4516 is Kruger. 341 to 431925.
Must be nice,
huh? It's
your neighbor.
Yeah. Well, he used Christy and Jeff as comps, but they were illegitimate comps.
We live in trash.
He's the basement and
the garage.
Above ground.
Yeah. Oh, he did comp me. I think he was just trying to make a smart aleck deal with this by putting Christy and I on there. Kruger's a banker. He knows what that's worth. And not to mention, next year we got to go out and pick up the finish in the basement that we just found out is done. That's not on
here. Oh, so he should be higher.
He should be higher. Possibly, we just found out, though, when we went out to look at it, it's like, nope, hasn't changed. I drive by it every day. He's just got the largest, nicest house in Rotunda right now.
Okay.
There's not much else we can do
for
it.
Did.
No, I'm later. He put mine in
it. You're over back.
Yeah. No, mine's only worth. Mine's built, framed in with 2x2s. So it's.
Oh, boy.
1x1. Oh, my gosh. Straight up. Wouldn't laugh.
Yeah. He'd be better off in a kid lap. He'd be better off in a kid more box down by the river. Okay.
458.
On Mary Street.
Yeah.
22011-8566.
This is a turret.
321. And we went to 293.
What? We must have went with last year, whatever.
Oh, I.
This is Turk return to 2017 value.
Yeah, so he had an appraisal done, and we turned in the appraiser. This is Dennis's place.
So we're going back down to 293?
We just need to, what did I put? 321, 245, I thought is where it should have been. Unless the board, unless we lowered it below that.
Yeah. Last year's was 321, 245.
Yeah, let's stay there because he's on my TURP list. He got another appraisal from a different appraiser because his last one didn't quite pan out.
Okay, so 321, 245.
Yep.
Yeah. So this one will take care of itself in Lincoln.
Okay, 459, 2200573 54. Referee recommends 80,020. 463, 2200598888. 322 to 347865.
I think that's you.
Yeah, listen.
It's got brother.
Yeah, it's my brother twin.
He
was the
hot.
Better looking twin.
He was hot.
Oh, he's the better.
Yeah.
Sam
or his father.
He was, he's a little fatter than I am. Yeah. Come on, a little fatter.
I don't know who that. That's Sam or
I just,
his
I think
dad.
I heard he's opening a carnival.
Yeah, he has a Ferris
wheel.
Yeah,
yeah.
I would just leave all three of them the same.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
hands down.
Yeah. Okay, no. That was 464 and 465, 2200-73694 and 2200-59977. Referee recommendations were 288-640 and 141-270.
That's actually a stepper.
Okay, 466, 2201-64975, 101 last year, 108-715. 469, 2200-11028, 60,000 last year, 84.95 this year, 470, 2200-13373, 90 last year, 108.940 this year, 486, 2200-43353, 179 last year, 260. This year, 168.70 is the recommendation.
Gary Ogden.
Gary Ogden.
So
which one is this? Gary protested a
we
ton.
Went down 100,000 from the
2018
recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Condition is 20. Quality is 20. This is on the notes.
Is that 160 number?
This
right?
Is that. 160 is about right. This is that duplex Gary bought right off of G Street, the yellow one.
Sure.
It used to be in our permissive exempt list.
Okay.
Region 4, I think, has two of them. Gary, I think, bought both. So you'll see those. It was incorrectly, I don't know how it got incorrect. It was like a 40-40 or something. That's why there was such a big reduction.
All right.
So that should have been on a clerical.
489 is commercial. 2200-72558. 377 to 752-430.
This
golf course.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
equalized. Yeah.
It's equalized. Yeah.
Okay. 490.
Blood's fixed.
2201-47299. 126. 151-695 this year.
That's the house on the golf course.
Okay, 491, 92, 93 are commercial for Covington and Johnson.
Golf course.
22007-2817, 22007-0156, 22007-2981, 46, and I don't have a, should it be 69600?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
All right, 69, 600, and then 118, 320, and 102, 720. Okay. 494, 220-205906. 219, 495 is the recommendation. 496 and
22011-7594, commercial, 107-196-510. And that went up from the 2018. So is that number right? Or is that a typo?
Which one is that one?
496, commercial.
That's a typo, it looks like. The total has 193.
Okay. Is it a Palmer shop?
No, this is right.
So we just had a typo, 196.
It's 193. Yeah, it is.
We're good.
Okay.
Yeah, we love it.
Okay. 497-2201-27565, 119-138, down to 127.55.
Palmer shop. Is that the house or the business, I wonder?
Change of condition.
Yeah, the residence one is...
Okay.
Yeah, we changed the condition to 30.
This one's from a lawyer. Cam.
Okay, I think we're fine on that one. 499 is on here twice. It's commercial, 2201-23543. 303 last year. Recommendation is 409-480. And what is our story on this one, Jeff?
Info. Oh, this is you. Hi, info on Tom's different parcel of equalized. So commercial brought it back to where it should be.
Okay.
Just equalized.
And at market
value. Perfect.
Yeah, it's at market value, so.
Perfect. Okay. 500 is on here twice. 501 is on here twice.
Yay.
220-521-52 and 220-054-789. They're both commercial. 1530 to 13,070 and 137.5 to 243.
So this one, this one's just land.
Yeah, what's the second one though?
Well, the second one's just land too. It looks like. Well, I guess I don't know what else.
Small improvement on that. It looks like $17,000.
Oh, we picked up a shed that wasn't there before.
Oh, the building has been missed previously and added.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. And it's equalized. This is all DA stuff.
Okay. So 502-22011-0956. 8,000 last year, 12,000, and then down to 3,510.
Well, that's land. No, it's improvement.
So
it's got to be donuts.
Is that a typo?
Oh, it's probably a trailer. No. 28 Southwest Corridor, buildings only. Is it an Iowa mobile home?
Corrected condition, siding and roof, bin and crib.
Sam.
So there's zero.
It was an Iowa.
Can you pull a picture that up? Can you pull a picture up?
That's what it looked like.
$3,500 mobile. Oh, boy. I can't buy 10 for that.
Yeah, it's a nice one, though, I'm sure. That's that's where you keep them carnivorous chickens. Do not open the door.
That's the best picture, it looks like. Yeah.
Wow.
Yikes. Yeah, I think 35 minutes is about right.
Okay, yeah.
I think there's another, right.
A
little siding, some paint.
I can walk around my house and find spots like that too, but I don't like that.
Siding with the license plate.
But that's why you're average.
That's why
Joe. Average Joe.
So, thank you. 510 is correct.
Yep.
Okay, 503-2201-75764, 170 to 181-820, and 504 and 505. 220-008-477, 220-012-4639, residential stamp, 112-123, recommendation is 108-250, and 30,000 to 31,395.
That is
really
Sam.
Okay, so.
What do we do with the one, all the Olson, the trustees?
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, parcel 22005795A, 22005802, 22005852, 22005837, 22005828, 22005105, 22006074, 22006479, 22006568, 22006091.
Leave them as is.
Referee recommendations?
Is this, that's our turn page for Leon. Is this Leon's stuff again?
Yes, we have.
So, last year, or referee recommendation?
You can probably let him go because it went down this year, so it's to their advantage.
Okay.
Just to be, we got to be, just to be fair with them, but it'll be a long hearing. That's all I know.
Yeah.
It's not a book written.
You won't take the report long.
I saw it here. I just about left.
They don't get hurt.
That binder. Okay. 531 is commercial. 22005158 5. 223, 253, and down to 200.
Yeah, what happened here?
So that commercial probably went down.
This one is Randall Neal. Is this what, the car?
Car lot.
Dave Neal?
Yeah.
It's a what?
Car lot, I believe.
Should have went up.
Yeah.
It's too nice. You got to pay for unit specs.
Who did that, Sam?
I believe it's Sandler's mother.
Is this that old Baptist church thing he bought? No, well, can't be that much on that.
I don't think so.
Or is the 200 correct?
Did he give us?
It went to 253 and then back down to 200.
Okay, here's a picture of a rental unit. This is over in Southridge.
No idea.
Oh,
that's the fourplex.
Yeah. Is that what? Is that one of these?
Can't dump it off. Is there a reasoning behind the offer?
Let's see.
The 200's correct. That's your recommendation.
So assessor to inspect subject and all equalization. Let's see. Equalize with parcel number 22005148 at 194395. 51492 is 212970 and 52573 is 195410. So if the equalization was done based on those three, two fits right in there.
Fair enough.
Okay.
And I'm assuming it's a rental. Yeah. I don't have a picture of it.
532-22001-2245, 131, 173, recommendation is 151880.
Good.
534-22004-6239. Recommendation is 92,264. That's higher than the protested value. Is that?
Make me mad.
Magana?
Yeah. You gotta make sure that's not typos or.
What? Which one?
534.
Because it's.
Gene Martin.
Gene, what are you doing?
Hey.
8,000 higher.
Good morning, Ted. I thought. We don't.
Great to play.
There was one that I did, but the sale price was like that, but it's not that one.
Okay.
That's number one.
That looks like my handwriting. What did I write on that?
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, you bet.
Man,
that was one where you had me switch the min fin to part fin because we're
okay.
The partition.
Oh yeah.
We're doing that
for the basement. Yeah.
You bet.
So it's still. Yeah,
which one is it? I don't even know what it is.
Okay.
It's a residential,
it is,
right?
536-22007081.
There you are. Yeah.
Recommendation 173-850. 536-22007. I just did that one. 539-22004808. 80,000 to 87. Referee recommendation is 72.
They have a pretty good appraisal for this home.
Okay. 540-22016-4568. 85, recommendation is 138-360. 549-2200-1424. 107 to recommendation is 120. 555-2201-50419. 124 to 125, 635.
Walsh. No improvement, no basement.
558-2200-54894. 204, recommendation is 212.70. 559-2200-59187. 144, recommendation is 179.305. 561-2200-9076. 126 to 164, the recommendation is 154.100.
Is that anything too crazy?
562-2200-7403. 223 to 261, the recommendation is 247.470. 573 is commercial, 220161550. 121, recommendation is 279245.
That's just equalized.
Okay. 574, 220007284.
It says toxic.
Where are we? Which one is this?
Wrong one.
Okay.
I don't have a 5.
The 574 is commercial, 90 last year. 148, referee recommends
134.880. Where am I at here?
Well,
there's your
house.
No, you're fine.
Okay, 577 is commercial, 220197040. 221 to 286, recommendation is 265.875. 580-2202-73826, 181-465-236-700. 583 is on here twice, 220014507, 130 last year, and the recommendation is 164995 this year. And 586, 220066841, 96 last year, and the recommendation is 123630 this year.
Keep on a smoking, kid. We're rolling now.
Last page.
588 is residential, 220010439. 87 last year, referee recommends 139.50 this year.
Mark
589 and 590 are commercial. Dorsey, 220013950, 220068801. 19 last year, 63155 is recommended this year, and 27 last year, and 128510 this year.
Is it just catch up time?
Like land.
Okay.
591-220068194. Recommend 112460. 594-220069271. Recommend 167695. 596-220092583. Recommend 93990. 597 is commercial, 220032785. And this one, were we doing the 33?
All right.
Thanks, Tony.
I just wrote it down.
Okay.
So was this the 33565? Or the 78365. This was
who has this one? This,
what number are we on? I'm sorry, guys. I looked.
This is 597.
597. This is Leroy Cox.
Oh, I got it right here. Yeah. Oh.
We talked about that one yesterday.
Yeah, I think Jameson went back out and verified that's the GIS picture is wrong.
Yeah, he thought we had two buildings because he was looking at GIS. There's two sketches, but there's only one.
One building out there. It's just his repair shop.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is our, the 33 or the 78?
It would be the 33. 33, what? What does it say is the correct?
Oh, yeah. 33.
Yeah, 33 is the correct. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I'm going to agree with him. I didn't even look at it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Right. You're right. Okay.
603-2200-16690.
I don't know.
Recommendation is 36150. 604-2200-49505. Recommendation is 74665. 605 is 2200852 85 commercial. It says
they withdrew their protest.
They withdrew their protest.
Somebody withdrew.
Good. So 605 is withdrawn.
Probably one of, is that the one that was going to go away?
607-2200-91447. 140. Referee recommends 241.75.
Yeah, this building.
Go ahead.
This building's code was changed from slant wall utility to an implement building. Reduced. Oh, this is something you're ready for. Reduced.
No, it's not. That's
being judged. You guys have some.
That's
our numbers look the same, but not our letters.
Right. What did you find on this? Something, you had two buildings?
I think we changed the code.
Yeah. We had building classifications, codes.
Boy, early this spring.
Yeah, so it's 205-795 should be your new value on this.
205?
Bulge.
That giant bulge.
Yeah.
Started on fire.
So it's...
like a tire.
The land is 34,380. The improvement or the house is 153,595. Outbuildings were 17,820. And then 205,795.
Okay. So we're at
205,795.
Okay.
Yeah,
what was
this one?
Who is it? Shuri. Oh, was there donuts in the office, or did I get offered?
Donuts out there right now. I looked at it again. Her land was just added up twice, so I took.
You took her land off too.
And then the outbuildings were lower. Some of those rural res outbuildings were off. So.
You got.
I missed Bowers.
Thank you, Billy.
Yeah, I got you, buddy.
613 is commercial. 2200-27080. Looks like there was no change. Referee recommends 1,841,170.
Yeah, that's low income. We're pretty much getting directed to value that a certain way by the state.
616-2200-21856. Referee recommends 144,905. 634 is commercial, 220-06-8763. And what did we decide on that one? That was one we...
Here it is.
Who did that?
It's extremely high in
Yeah. It's probably good that I'm a chair and all these meetings are sending my attention pretty easy.
One of those
I think I wrote no change. Is that, which one is that?
That's the one we looked at yesterday, Stan Jams. It's his place here in Dakota City.
Oh, yeah. Actually, if I go back through that, when we vacated that road, he got more land. I don't know where he's coming
from. Oh, boy, don't tell him that.
No, I already did once. I thought we were going to be wrestling over that, but...
Okay, so are we good with the 298?
Yeah, he needs to give me proof it's not worth that. And then and then we also asked him, and we actually did some abstract work for him, too. We went down and searched at the deeds office to try to find a plat to support what he was telling us, and there is nothing.
Okay.
So I don't know where he comes up with his information. He needs to hire a title company.
Okay, so We've got 641, 42, 43 is on there twice. 44, 45, and 46 were all park gotchas and Missoula National Bank stuff.
I think I need to remove a building from this and get a new value.
Oh, okay.
Should I do that?
Yeah,
right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 220057044, 220057397, 220038139, 220038139, 220069751, 220205280, 220054541. And I've got 641. We've got a recommendation of
$1,656,060.
Right, that one?
Yep.
$1,641? Yeah. That was the first one he talked about.
That was
the
1906.
Yep.
He was okay. He was good with that, too.
What did he change it to?
We did the land.
1656060.
We just... 300, right?
Yeah.
This was I haven't called it yet.
So 642. What did we decide on that one?
That one they were going to.
He's going to reevaluate it right now, right?
Oh, he had to remove the bigger, the 1248 building or whatever.
So that one's being reviewed. 643. It's on here twice. I've got 77,255.
See, the last one, though, that's a strip mall. They were going to equalize it with
that. Yeah, is that what he meant when he said he's going to walk out?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He's
that was
taken,
another one. That was down by, Larson's in there. They had some other.
Oh, okay. So that
this
one.
This one is a strip mall. You're going to equalize with Kincaid's.
Yeah, we're going to, whatever Kincaid is valued at, we're just going to adjust whatever the square footage.
You're right, the 600.
It's got to be reviewed, right? This one?
No, we can get that number today.
No, the 642 is going to be 642 is going to be reviewed. That was the one that was 889, right, and it went to 1.2.
Yep, that one's being reviewed.
Yep.
The 643 was the church lot.
Yep, and you had that changed to 77,255.
Right.
Yes. Yep. And I got to work out our exemption on that for the church because it's being
leased.
644.
I didn't have anything on that one.
Which one is? Is that his house?
No.
74,460.
Yeah. I've got a note they were going to review it, but I don't know. I can't.
Which one
know
what is?
I thought it was the other two. Did we even talk about that one when he was here?
Oh,
no, 24 extra building question mark.
Okay.
Extra building question.
Oh, that was the one, the farm.
Oh, okay, so he's the tree farm, right?
The tree farm, yes.
That's what
yes,
Jameson's doing right
yes,
now.
Okay.
And then I'll have Jameson look at that square footage, too, if that's okay.
Okay. There's and then 645 and 646, I've written review on those two as well.
Yeah, because you had some sales on Laura Lane with Gotcha.
Yeah, he pulled comps for both of those, so I'm going to go pull my own
okay
and look at it.
Right. Okay.
And we can do that.
Okay. So we will move on then to 647 and 648 farm. 220083088, 220083541 Cottonwood Flats. 844 referee recommends 813445 and 2,300,000 The referee recommends 2,200,000 2,262,595.
That one they're going to review the acres, right?
Yeah, this is Kurt and I got up.
Do we okay, set so it at this value, or do you...
Yeah, that's fine. We can just take that because I think what I'm going to have to do is a roll correction
okay
for him.
So they're okay.
Just based on okay the amount of work it's going to take to get this. His is
and he
is
agreed
very
with the
audience,
didn't he?
Yeah, I don't think he was too upset about that. Just we got to get the right FSA and soil types and stuff. And that's putting two maps together to work as one, which is not fun.
So 652 is commercial, 220204667, 136, and the recommendation was 517,400.
Do you change cramper?
And then what
yeah
was...
Which cramper is that one?
Number 652.
We talked about yesterday with the commercial going back to ag.
Yeah, all of those, that whole, there's four pieces there. So yep. Only one of them had a protest. The other ones we'd already changed. Okay. So we're just going to agree to what the working file says on those. On my, and
which is what?
What does that say?
They should be. Yeah. Oh, do I have it? That's right here. So Cranford has. They are at 166-165.
Okay.
And that is the one. The other three we already had changed.
Yep.
Garwood's.
Okay. Yep. So. That number's already in the file. We don't need to make a special motion. Yeah. For
no, I'm sorry. This one we do. I apologize. I got ahead of myself.
So okay. Instead of 517,400, we're going to 166.
165.
Okay.
And that, again, FSA soil types and that.
Okay. 653 and 654. Together, residential Bell Fury, 220039348. 220021589.
How would you even process that?
He's back.
51 to 50, or excuse me, 42575, and the recommendation on the other is 55160.
No. I thought, you know, $5,000 or $3,000, you know, was.
Wow. 656 commercial and 657 is commercial. Sioux City Foundry, 220054878, 220054959. Referee recommendation is 2,439,530.
Yeah, that one was.
The Foundry on G Street, I'm sure that'll probably be a Turk deal, won't it?
Yeah, they won't let us in now.
Won't they?
Nope, we've tried. They won't let us in. So. They're pretty much going to lose turf based on that.
Okay, well, good.
Because if they can't show us, if they won't show us, we can't value it. So we've had multiple people kicked out, so.
Okay. Perfect. We'll leave it up to 2-4 then.
So we have 642 hanging in the balance, 644, 45, and 46. So while we are waiting on that, can we go to agenda item B? And Jeff, to present a report of clerical errors for the board to review and correct assessment of undervalued or overvalued property.
Yeah, everybody, I think Joan gave everyone a copy, right?
Yeah, we got one. Yes. Okay.
So this time I left the names, I believe, so it's easier for us to go through it. And it's the same format, same sheet. I just went through it, and you'll see whether it's omitted or clerical by the Act. Some of them were both, but these are, who do you got on the first one? I don't have my
Gordon.
Gordy.
Okay, so Gordon was ag. That was the same thing. We raised all of his to the commercial. Well, now part of his stayed commercial because I think he leases that land over to Crystal for the truck parking.
Yeah.
That's still part, so he's paying commercial on that. But I took the rest of it and put it back into ag acres.
Okay.
So and I think he had a couple, two or three, so and they would probably all be ag. And then one of them was when we rolled the... I'm sorry. I don't need a cop. No,
because you said his house. To,
oh, his house. We lost the functional on it.
Yep.
That's the one. That was the best site. Yeah, that was awesome. Let's see. Bryce was. That's Wickstrom's old place. That house has been gone for a couple of years. We just caught up and removed it. Pamela Marsh was. We had a clerical error on quality around. So that's a combination parcel. She's got the dog stuff and the residence on it. We corrected a residence clerical error on that for her. Robert Blessing. Oh, that was the condition error issue on his. So that's a clerical. Kane. This is Michelle has two, and both of those are those parcels that we talked about earlier today. So we put those on this list. Then we also lost his, there was an omitted property for a pool and a building that got added back on. for all of his. So basically, everything on the west side of C-55 and Michelle's was changed. The Behrman and Garwood stuff you see down there at the bottom, that is all the updated numbers for that stuff. Remember we talked up next to the high school? So those are all cleared up, so everybody's equalized there now. So that was Ken and Betty, Ken Behrman and Betty Garwood. So those were the ones we added from the previous lists for this cycle. And we don't, the only things that are outstanding that'll be like a roll correction right now is Hohenstein for that land deal.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we lost a little bit there.
Yeah, some we gained, some we lost.
Yes. 7-7-1, okay. With that said, I'll make a motion on B for the clerk orders for the board to review and correct. And we'll go with the recommendation from the assessor's office.
Second.
Tony is Kevin.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Did James ever think? Let's go look at it. We did this last. So this building is
okay. So
look at this negative 5%. They gotta be. I know exactly what that is. You gotta,
they cheated.
Yeah. You gotta
back up.
That's
probably what those are worth, at least. But
yeah, so you can. I think we rehook these to tables. So if you go into the working file, did it change them?
All right, or whatever. They went.
Now they're conversing. We will do that.
Cleared it all out.
Mail and
I just put 100% on that.
No. Yeah, perfect.
So I can go with this.
No more two.
Okay.
There's none.
Oh, there is none. Okay.
I think. Can I go with this or this minus?
Okay.
This one would be the more accurate based on our new tables.
Okay, and then these are revealed.
Yeah, we'll move on to. Are you guys done with that then or not? We got to figure it out?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll go back to new business A. And which one do we want to start with? Protests 642, 44, 45, or 46?
I have 644 is new recommended value.
Okay. That was the that was the farm. Okay, what is the value?
Yep.
36550 plus 27210, 63,760.
Okay.
And it needs a review. 63,760.
Okay. That's the only one you did?
That's the only one I adjusted.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, I didn't know if you did anything on the other building.
So we still made that square footage adjustment on, what number is that? I can go...
642.
642. And then the parcel number on that one is...
22005-7397. 57397.
Now this is that strip. And we're going to equalize to the I place.
Like you're on $1 million or something like that.
All right. While Jeff goes and does that, we'll move on to our item number 4 is public comment. Is there anyone wishing to make public comment on the Board of Equalization meeting?
Gene, you up?
That's right. Come on up.
Wait.
You're the next contestant.
Oh, I just stopped down to ask when the heck I can appeal to this, because I missed the other one.
Did you get some values there, your new values that they gave?
She gave them to me, yeah, but I don't know where I don't. I didn't bring any paperwork with me.
Ron can explain.
Well, I think Jeff got them. We got them all written down. You didn't get anything at all, but anything new?
Oh, I didn't bring anything that I had. I didn't know you guys would be here today.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to ask her. Hi, Joe.
I think Jeff's going to do the land yet. But the building is all we're taking down in value.
This is, she gave me all three parcels, I guess, here.
Yep.
Anyway, I didn't bring any of my paperwork, so I don't know. I can't compare to anything.
You go to the office, look them up.
Well, you know.
You want to look?
Seemed like.
You want John to pull them up real quick here?
Pull them up here.
Yeah, we can get them up here on your computer.
Anyway, I don't know where I'm standing.
Gene, is the plane running yet?
The city adjusted your buildings and they're working on the land yet. Yeah. They haven't adjusted the land.
Oh, okay.
They'll be.
Look at today.
What am I looking for?
What parcel number?
Martin.
I don't even know what parcel it is.
Here, Gene. I got a three of them here, Joe.
Okay.
22019-8160.
Let me do control. Maybe I'm just.
There's three of them here. If you want.
I think maybe that 01. I think maybe the land. I don't know.
Okay. This was.
I didn't think you guys would be here today. I just stopped in to see. What about going to Lincoln or whatever?
They went from 175 to 112 on that.
So, yeah, that's what she's got here. Went from 175
to 112, and it was.
So, is that buildings or land? That one was 175, she said.
That has to be land only, isn't it?
I would think.
That's land. Has to be.
I asked her how come I didn't get a letter. She said nobody did. She says it was in the paper. Well, I don't take the paper, and I didn't know enough to go get a paper.
You will get a letter. We don't have to send them out till about the first week of August. But it won't tell you much.
I meant that I so I can attend the meeting.
Oh, boy, we can't.
When you guys
letters every year.
Make your decisions.
No.
We have to raise taxes even more. Just pay for the stamps. They didn't. When JP came in to talk, though, they didn't tell him when they were going to review it.
No.
They probably didn't know then yet, did they?
Probably not.
Yeah.
He's still gone on a trip. He was in Hawaii yesterday.
You want me to look up?
Sunday, then, I think.
We should look up. Yeah. Might as well.
452?
How you doing?
Oh, here's the rest of that.
I got the 172 going, so you can.
I don't know where that
is. Is that right?
Yeah, if you want.
He's ready to go?
Yeah. It's been fine.
I think he said that. I think he said that he had it. Chris told me to set up on the 31st with Rich.
Yeah, he's gone to Fremont, a little vacation time here.
Is he?
Him and his wife went down there to be with her folks for this week.
Yeah. Yeah, he really likes it. He likes Rich, and yeah,
that is a good thing.
Yeah, I think
the land was at 105,300. You wanted it at 8,000, and they settled at 29,590.
The land was 29.
Okay. And the improvements, your buildings were at 70,000. You wanted 27, and they did. 82. Mm-hmm. Corrected to neighborhood to 27. Deleted old office and corrected wood.
Wood deck.
Or wood deck.
Yeah.
Okay.
112,000 in total.
And you had requested
top of the other page.
Yeah. Oh. 35. And they had changed it to 175, so they settled and they
dropped 60,000 off of it.
Yeah, dropped about 60,000 off of it.
Which I think that is it's pretty fair, Gene. I really do. I mean, you do what you want. You can do the Turk thing, Lincoln, all day long.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if it went from 175 and then down to 112, and, you know, because we know that commercial's been pretty low for a long time. And like I said, we talked about this out there. And it, like, you got a running, you know, business with, you know, things going on there, but it's still.
Can you do an income approach to his business or no?
He can't.
Okay.
Farmers only, right?
Farmers can, but yeah. These are just, these are type of billings you use an income approach on.
Yeah.
This one's from the land went to 144, the improvements to 169, the total to 314. Neighborhood 50. It was valued at 683, 480 for 150 for the land, and they changed it to 144, 450.
That's a big job.
And oh wow, from 144 to 144, and so the buildings were at 199, 170, and they went to 169. So you went from 683,330 to 314,155.
Half. So that was cut in half. Huh? That value was cut in half. I don't know what it was the year before, but
it might have been what he requested at 190. So it went up about 100,000.
Let's see, if we give him something that showed us, like we look at his previous value.
You can look at on the GIS.
Okay.
You can pull it up there. What were the protest numbers?
450 in the 450s. 450, 451, 452. But that was, it was heard on the 12th, if you still have it.
Yes. That's what he'd like to see, I'm sure. Let's see what they.
Because it was like, yeah,
it was 363, and it went to 172, so they cut
land.
That one in half.
Too. We did the land already.
Yeah.
It's all done.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
452?
451, 450, 451, and 452, right?
Yeah.
Could put the light on.
I got it running here. Right. Are you going somewhere?
No, I'm going to okay. Turn it off. I've got a piece of skin.
Oh,
that worked worse.
You guys are going to have to eat pretty soon.
Where are you buying that?
Okay, Gene.
Gene, where are you buying that? You going to buy lunch today?
You bet.
I know you would.
I need any place.
These were the three protests that you had.
Oh, okay. Hey. All right.
This was.
Place.
You bet.
You bet.
That one and that one. That's what they were last year.
Okay.
And this is what they went through this year that you protested.
Okay.
And then that is what the recommendation was. And that's what we
from the referee, huh?
That's crazy.
So they all went up, but they went down 60 and close to 200 and then a little over 300 down. So those were the final numbers.
And that's what I think I got here then. 172, yep. 314, 112. Yeah.
Yep.
So overall, his original was like 300 and something. And is that correct?
No, more than that.
No, overall it was over a million.
Over a million.
No. I'm talking about prior. Before.
Oh, okay.
Before.
It went up 900,000.
Right, because we went over this out at your place when Chris was flying one day.
It went up 900,000.
Right, I knew it was almost a million.
You want a copy of that?
Yeah.
You get a copy?
Yeah. I didn't bring a pencil. I didn't expect to do anything. I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know he was going to be here.
We've been here for 48 hours straight.
I was going to say, you're probably tired of being here.
You like it.
We're done, though.
We're just about done. Joan, where would you like this mended one?
Siouxland National Bank.
What number is that?
I stopped in at 6:44 at the desk, and she said, "We'll just come back here."
Yeah,
I just
perfect.
I'll just okay. Second note to 6:40.
Ginger will be so proud of me. Yeah, come right, walk right in.
I'll vouch for you.
Oh,
he's pretty good. Blue raspberry.
Cherry's the best. Let's make that ticket for that.
So, are we waiting on 6:46 also?
The one that was 1.2. We're waiting on the.
He's doing the square footage on that, right?
42. On 42.
So, they've done my land then?
Mm-hmm. Apparently.
Okay, so which one is land? I don't even remember here. How is it?
Kevin's making a call.
We don't have land on it.
I have one from yesterday to look over, to check out again.
Okay.
I believe he was here in the morning, but there's no change on it.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Which number is that?
240 from yesterday.
Where did you copy that? It'll show you earlier.
Yeah, he's making it on.
It wasn't on today's again?
It wasn't on today's again.
You'll see.
Well, we'll check.
No change.
Okay. No change.
What do you use for a factor to figure out what you paid? I thought it was 1.7 or something.
We don't know yet what it is. The levy?
Yeah.
They don't know until October, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. You could use last year, so give me an idea.
You could guess, yeah.
1.7%.
Change. I don't know if it'll go up or down.
My son got his tickets October 10th with his date to go see the Lakers.
Well, I thought it was 1.7.
The Warriors playing in Vegas at the T-Mobile Center for one night.
Well, I don't know.
Fly out Wednesday morning. We'll come back.
I suppose it's
Thursday afternoon.
It's been a while.
The big deal with LeBron going there, you know, to the Lakers, you know. LeBron James.
Where's Kevin
going?
Didn't he just gonna make one copy?
Yeah.
I don't know. Wish I'd have brought my paper. But I got a whole file there, and I go, well, I'm not going to see anybody.
Should be good. Because I haven't even, approved the. I think the board approved some building changes that were already done.
It's like a circus.
The land went down significantly because the land all got switched to A. Well, not all of it, but almost all of it, except for one parcel. So that's also coming. So his new values are. I have to go look in my work.
Got them there.
What's that? What you get?
Here's our sheet, Jeff. That's got last year's, this year's, and then the recommendations. And Gene can have that.
Oh, this is our, okay.
642? Is that where we're at, Jeff?
Yeah, but I think these are done without the land change. I have to go look. I don't remember what was.
Land.
Oh, did it?
Yes.
Oh, that might be the final then.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking like you, but then we saw that.
I wanted to make sure because we switched buildings all around.
Mm-hmm.
JP, he had the whole list on there, so I did all those changes.
I'll have him in my hot little hand Thursday, I think.
Yeah, you guys just come back in. And show me so we can go. We'll just go through it one parcel at a time.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, yeah.
He would, but he had to strip last week.
Yeah, that's right, Gene. Yeah, no, that's not a problem, you guys, because we're not done yet. I mean, like I said, there's still steps to take, but yeah, I'd like to sit, you know, when he's back, we'll sit down and go through.
I think it's Thursday he comes in. That'd be the day.
Hey, what, JP's, he drive a Greyhound bus, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, but we'll go through because he has all the notes from all of our conversations.
Yeah.
So in case we missed something.
He understands his notes, I don't.
No, I went through them. So hopefully we didn't miss something. But we'll go through it with him and see where we end up.
Perfect.
Yeah, that is not a problem. I remember it was really, really, really high because all your we had to put your land back to ag. Remember all that?
Yeah. And then you had us up on
Jeff.
642.
We're gonna lose our quorum
here. Oh, okay.
Supposed to be out of here at 10 o'clock.
All right, I'm sorry, guys. So your new value on this one is going to be by the square foot.
642.
Yeah, whatever they got.
220057397.
Okay. So it is, the land will stay the same, and then the two strip mall buildings are going to go to 400, well actually it'll go to 800,380, divide that by two, that's each of the two buildings, and that's based equalizing against a 3982 a square foot.
Are we talking hangar buildings?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, Gene, I'll get back to you in a minute. I got to get this for the guys.
Awesome.
Quick.
Gene.
Oh, Lord, no, Gene.
You're the man.
I give up. Put me in jail.
Put me. So we can add, so then I need to add that to
257,925.
Yeah, so where'd I go? 800,380. And then your total now, so land didn't change.
One.
$105,000.
Yep.
That's with 800. That's with 800,380 on the improvements now.
Okay.
Yep. Plus the land at.
Got it.
So that one is done, right? Did. The only one I'm not done with on that is we got to pull comps for his house.
105,8305. Where
are
we at?
Right. I guess this is what you had. 803 and 257,925.
That way JP has that one on me talk.
Yeah. I'm trying to go over this.
1048.
Yeah. And then.
Yeah. You'll be around.
Yes. Yep. All right.
Yep. You guys swing by any time.
645 and 46.
Do we still have those out? I have
those
585.
Those are the ones he had comps. Right. He had done so.
Oh, so those will have to. Yeah, I have to get into the MLS and everything on those.
So no action on those today.
Yeah, I can't.
Should we set a value at all?
Okay.
I would say we just equalized his house neighborhood, so we just finished that this year. So I would say he's pretty solid for that neighborhood at 260s, 270s. So I would no change the house. I'll still go through the steps, but and then the other one was another residence, but I didn't even see a picture. I don't even know whose residence or where that one's at. But I'm going to assume if it's in South Sioux, it's equalized.
Okay, so leave. 645 and 646 at the referee recommendation.
That way we can make a decision today and be done by the 20, and then I'll look at the comps later and see if there was any type of rule or any errors or anything.
308 Regency Court.
Did we go over these?
Okay. So.
Yeah, are we got, yeah, this is some Odell's, some.
You tell me when you're ready to review, John.
I'm ready to write. Is that what you're doing?
Well, just so we've got.
Oh, those are good.
Page one. Okay. This is fine. It's all referee recommendation.
We had a typo, but we got that corrected.
Page two. I've got 261. We're still going with recommendation.
Yeah.
We don't need anything on that. Okay. On 290, we have a change.
Yeah.
346, 47, 48, 49. And 51, we have changes. Find this one or this speech, just let me know.
I think 46 and 47 is no change.
Right, no change. And 349. 348, 349, and we've changed 350. We left that 306, 590. So 351, we changed, and then 352, we left as no change.
Right.
So just 348, 349, and 350.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Tortoisil. Tortoisil, we moved, we changed 430.
245, 420.
Just like Aaron said, their comps.
445 was a typo, and
I think I might have added.
Yep.
458.
Yes.
Because of Turk, we're changing to 321.4, 345. Mm-hmm. No change on that one. No, that was a typo. Okay, so that's just two on there, 490 and 458. I don't have anything on that next
nope.
page. The last page is a mess. Okay, what do I do with this withdrawal one? What do I just take them out? Just
somebody send in a formal withdrawal of their protest.
If they, yeah, we just take. I mean, just there's nothing.
Take the line out. Just,
yeah, it's not like okay. a Turk thing where we have okay. to do anything formal.
We don't have to do anything. Just yeah. okay. Okay. 607. We changed to 205.795. Oh, that was Conley. Okay. And so 607, 641. 642.
Lake
Avenue. 643.
Right?
That's why I kept that. And 644. We did. We changed to 63,760. 645 and 646 are no changes. And then Bramper, 652.
Okay, so I am going to try this, Joan. Tell me when you're ready. I will make a motion to accept the referee's recommendation on all protests heard today, with the exception of protest number 290, 448, 349, 351, 430, 458.
Second.
Kevin?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
And then I will make a motion to accept the board's recommendation. Set the new value on protest number. Do we have to go through these in which order? I don't think we did. I think we just
went with it.
Yeah. Okay. On protest number 290, 348, 349, 351, 430. 458, 607, 641, 642, 643, 644, and 652.
Second.
Value discussed.
Second, second, second.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Thanks, everyone.
I think that covered everything under new business A. Is there anything I'm forgetting on that?
I don't think so.
Okay, we already did mail emergency.
We did
public comment.
That.
So we will adjourn at 12:12. What's your clock?
12:14.
12:13.
Okay. Okay, folks. Well, thank you, everyone.
Yeah, it was fun. All right.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Should do that like monthly.
I don't see why we don't.
Yeah, I don't know why we don't either.
It's got entertainment value of 10.
Thanks for sticking around.
Yeah.
Billy, what do you got going on at your house? You got a party out there going on?
We've got a field day. Start at 10.
What are we doing then?
We have to come out for lunch.
We're going to have a little lunchy?
Yeah.
I got to play catch up today here.
I'd be happy to take anybody who wants to go. I'm supposed to be home at
10.
We got a field day.
Oh,
you got one of those?
Oh. Thanks, Joan. Thanks, Kim. Thanks, Kevin. You want it?
I think it is.
For a break,
not even.
I buy like 5 bottles at a time.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Well, whenever he's back, that's fine. Hey, just we'll go through it again.
Okay.
And then that way I'll look too tight. Like I said,
I've done everything.
Oh, no, that's not a problem. No, heck no. That's what we're here for. It's a public meeting. So everybody can come and talk.
All I want to do is ask her a couple questions. They're having a meeting. Go right back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a public meeting. There's no problem with coming in.
I've had a lot of fun
with us. So
I've had a lot of fun.
So we'll take a look at them and see where we need to end up.
All right.
I don't even know what I got, and I got to figure out what the heck I had.
Well, I don't think that looked too bad, Joan.
No. All these are your copies, right, Joan? This big stack stuff?
Yeah. Yep, that has to go back to my office.
And they were. How about the order?
It'll go.
Gene was shuffling them.
Was it?
Yeah. I gotta blame it on somebody. I'm sorry.
I get in enough trouble by myself.
I'll go ahead and take half of the land.
Yeah, there you go. I like it. We'll split it. But yeah, whether it's Thursday or Friday, it doesn't matter. Whenever he gets in for us, and then we'll see.
He's only back like for a day, and then he goes again.
Oh, holy smokes. He doesn't get much time, does he?
No.
What I'll do is I'll try to look at him in advance then, so I don't take up too much of his time.
Well, I have no idea how much time. I think he's only got a day or maybe two. I don't know.
Okay. All right. But then I just want to make sure.
I can just find out when he's going to be here.
There we go. And then that way, I just want to make sure we got everything the way his notes were.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever it was he was doing.
Purposely.
And he'll probably be able to look at it and know right away.
I know he did.
He spent enough time that he
probably... Oh, yeah, he's got it all down, Jim.
Yeah.
Let's see, pick up my little mess.
Thank you.
Bye.
My wife's either on the phone or she hasn't got it with her, I guess.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah. Okay, Jen, would you give me a call, thanks. And can you give me a number I can reach you?
Yeah. Call me, and I'll give you two numbers. Well, actually, you know what? You only need one. I'll be out and about, so you need my mobile. So if you call me at, let me write this down for you. Oh, you got a pin? 712-898-5625. Because I won't be in the office.
Okay.
I'll be out. I got a bunch of stuff here they want me to look at, so I'll be out driving around. So I'll have my phone with me.
Okay.
But if I don't answer right away, I might be I might be on somebody's front porch getting talked to, but I'll call right back.
Well, I don't mean to interfere.
No, this is part of the process.
I feel like I'm walking right into a hornet
nest. No, it's not near as bad as... As I hear some places, everybody gets upset, but I tell you what, when you're talking about money and stuff like that, that's a sensitive subject. I'm sorry. So,
somebody get there yet?
Oh, John, she'll have the recorder on.
Oh.
Can't go back, get a handle, let's go.